High School Sports on KTNC, brought to you by Community Medical Center, Poppy Realty and Management, Southeast Nebraska Communication, Salem Grain and Barge, American Family Insurance, Runza, Consolidated Grain, S&M Bank, Peru State College, El Camino Electric, Farm and City Supply, Frontier Bank, Farm Bureau, Dins Country Meats, and Armbruster Motor Company.
And a good evening. It's time for high school football, the Peru State College game of the week. Now on high school, it is the Fall City Tigers hosting the Nebraska City Pioneers. The Pioneers come into the ballgame 4 wins, 3 losses on the year, looking for win number 5, obviously, tonight here against the Tigers. The Tigers coming in, they've struggled 1-6. They've been shut out their last 2 ball games against very tough opponents, and it doesn't get a lot easier tonight with Nebraska City. They've had a good year after a 3-0 start. They are now 4-3 on the season, losing last week to Auburn. I had a chance to visit with both of the coaches about tonight's matchup, including Tiger coach Darren Fritz. We'll talk about the Tigers, who are kind of still beat up going into this game. We'll find out more about that and the Tiger plans for tonight's contest. It's Fall City hosting Nebraska City. Randy Gatula on the call tonight for you, along with sidekick tonight, Troy Nelson. We'll have that all coming up for you next on KTNC after this 2-minute timeout.
Autumn is upon us, and that means Breast Cancer Awareness Month is here. Breast cancer is among the most curable forms of cancer, and the 5-year survival rate is 100% when discovered in its very early stage. This is a reminder to do something good for yourself and your loved ones. Schedule your mammogram today. At Community Medical Center Fall City, we are here for you. Let's take action together to learn about knowing your body and early detection to beat this disease. CMC, serving others, caring with compassion, and making a difference.
Like a fairy wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it, and you'll agree. Dins Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dins Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dins Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property. And can also assist you with buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
Tonight's visit with our coaches. Tonight we'll begin with Nebraska City Coach Caleb Walker as the Pioneers come in here 4-3 on the year. Coach, it's been an interesting season. We've been waiting on Nebraska City here, you know, getting the program up and going again in football. It's been a struggle over the years, but you got some wins early this year. Got things going in the right direction now, it looks like, again.
Yeah, that was, you know, obviously that's any coach's game plan is to try to get some wins and get that momentum going in that way, and we were lucky enough to be able to do that right out of the gate and start 3-0. So that was a pretty good feeling, and we ran into some, you know, pretty tough teams across the past couple of games, but it's really kind of just made us better, and we're really playing some pretty good football right now.
Yeah, I was looking at those 3 losses. They're two teams that are combined 16-5 on the year, and get into the C1 class, 16-5 is pretty good for any 3 teams.
Yeah, they're really good teams, and you know we knew that. You know, it was Platteview, Milford, and Auburn, and we kind of knew going in that they were going to be pretty tough, and you know we hung with them. We're putting points on the board. They're, you know, throughout most of the game, it was maybe a 1, maybe a 2 score game, and then you know, they just kind of had some firepower and were able to do some stuff late in the games and maybe kind of separate themselves a little bit from us. But, you know, I'm still proud of our guys, man. We battle really, really tough, and we keep working. And you know, things are really trending in the right direction, which is good to see.
You bet. Tell me about your football team. What are we going to see tonight when the Pioneers are on offense? What are we going to look at?
We've got some really explosive players that touch the ball, and it's about at every side, every level that you can imagine. Our starting tailback, Baylor Poston, has about 850 yards on the season, so he's putting up some great numbers and really running the ball tough. Our quarterback, MJ Nelson, can do just about everything. He can run the ball, he can throw the thing, and he really makes it tough for defenses to scheme against us because he just creates a lot of plays. Our tight end, who is kind of, he's our guy, you know, he's big bodied, he can block, he can run the ball, he can catch the ball, and that's Braden Thompson, and he's a big part of what we do. And our receivers on the outside, you know, we've got about four guys that we can rotate in at any time and we don't lose anything. So we've got some really good guys. You know, our line is probably undersized as compared to some, but you know, it's not about the size of the dog, it's about the, you know, the fight that's inside of him. So that's kind of our motto with those guys, and we've been trying to get it done.
Mm-hmm. How about the other side of the ball on defense?
Yeah, so we use a lot of the same players as most, you know, Class C schools do. And man, we're aggressive, and we like to fly around. We like to make plays. I, you know, personally would like to see us get a few more turnovers. We've got quite a few on the year so far, but our defense is really keeping us in games, especially those couple losses that we've had. They've been really keeping us in a lot of those games, especially against those teams that beat us. So we're aggressive. We fly around. They really understand our defensive concepts. We're able to put guys in positions and in areas that makes it difficult for offenses to understand what we're trying to accomplish on defense. So it's been great. Super proud of our guys. Our effort is there, and we hope to just keep it rolling.
How about your thoughts on the Fall City Tigers covering the game tonight? Obviously, they've been dinged up different areas the last few weeks, and they've really struggled the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, you know, we as a coaching staff and as a team, we kind of, you know, you look at records and you look at scores and things like that, and we really try not to feed too much into that, because I think Fall City's a pretty good football team, and their size is a problem. They got big kids that can play all over the field. So we're really focusing on trying to shut down, you know, what Fall City's trying to do, and not take plays off, not overlook a game, and realize that Fall City's going to be hungry, and they're going to want to come out and win this game just as much as we are, and they might have a little bit more to prove. So we're not going to overlook them, and it's going to be a tough task for us up front on the line. So our guys are aware of that, and that's really what we're focusing on.
All right, Coach, with that, we'll call it good. Wish you and your Pioneers good luck in the ballgame tonight.
Hey, I appreciate it. Go Pioneers.
We'll be back with more of a pregame show coming up after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
What is fast? Race car? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Fall harvest is here. Do you have corn or beans to sell? Being locally owned and operated with facilities in Dawson, Salem, and Fall City, Salem Grain offers competitive prices and grain storage at all three locations. Call Salem Grain Company at 402-245-5373 for all your grain merchandising needs. Locally owned and operated, serving Southeast Nebraska and Northeast Kansas for over 45 years.
You always dreamed about owning your first house, or car, or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Welcome back to our pregame showtime. Now to visit with Tiger Coach Darren Fritch. The Tigers get to come back home tonight. Coach, finishing up at home for the last 2 weeks. You've got tonight and then next week back at Jug Brown Stadium where Tiger fans will be there supporting their team just like always, and that's always a good feeling.
It is. It is. It seems like we've been on the road an awful lot this year, and it's because we have been. Mm-hmm. It's good to finish up at home.
Yeah, and let's take our hats off to Tiger fans. They are a good bunch. They follow well. They are extremely supportive and always have been.
They do. And it's great. Right now our parent groups, we have team meals on Thursdays, and it's just been a great year in that regard.
All right, tonight Nebraska City is the opponent. They're coming in here 4-3. They got off to a fast start. They hit a rugged spot. They ran into Auburn last week, so they're now 4-3 on the year. What are you going to see out of them tonight on offense?
You know, I think we're going to see a little bit more of a balanced offense. I think they're really, really run heavy at the start of the year, and it looks like they've started throwing it a little more as time goes on. But yeah, I think they're going to be balanced. And like you said, they started out really hot. They're a good team. They've got a winning record, and we're going to have to really be fundamentally sound and play the best game we've played all year.
I talked to coaches whenever we cover the Tigers, which is nearly every week this year, and coaches say, well, the Tigers have changed. They're passing the ball all the time. So what do you expect out of somebody like Nebraska City to try on defense after they've been seen out of the Tigers on film?
You know, we played them Monday in a JV game, so I hope we got a preview of what they're going to play. And we saw Auburn film, and Auburn kind of spread them out a little bit. So coverage-wise, it's kind of a mix. You know, we're counting guys in the box, so they're going to have, you know, 5-6 in the box. Really, it's going to come down to execution on our part. We can get guys open. We just have to see that and complete the pass.
And this year, for you, unfortunately, you went from playing chess with the pieces you had almost to playing Chinese checkers here where the marbles are all over the place, and you had to move marbles all over the place this year as far as players to just figure out who's going to go where. And it's still a work in progress. Here we go, unfortunately, in week 8.
Yeah, that's a good analogy, John. The Chinese checkers, Chinese fire drill is what it seemed like, you know, a few times. But, hey, you know, our kids have done a great job adapting. And, you know, I think we've learned some things about what we could do. We're not just a one-trick pony. So I think it makes us difficult to prepare for, and I think we know a little bit more about our kids, you know, moving on, too.
Mm-hmm. And you, as you've had to move some kids around, and unfortunately the Tiger fans all know Carson Simon lost him for the season. He was having a terrific year, too. That happened a couple weeks ago. But now you have certainly had a chance to look at your future in some different positions, including quarterback.
We have, and I don't think we're done looking yet. You know, We're making changes because we have to, and we're finding out a lot.
As far as this, you know, I'll ask you this question. We finish up with a lot. Some keys tonight, if things are going well for the Tigers.
We're going to be more balanced offensively. We'll run the ball a little bit more. Defensively, Our kids are smart. Most of the time they're in the right spot. It's just we've got to get people on the ground.
Coach, with that, we'll call it good for this week. Good luck tonight and the Tigers, and see if we can get win number two.
All right. Thanks a lot, John.
We'll be back with more of a pregame show coming up after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Financing is probably the last thing farmers want to think about when they finish harvesting that last bit of crop. But you are in luck. The local ag experts at F&M Bank are here to make it easy. You can prop your feet up while the F&M Bank ag lenders set your operation up for success. Come see Derek, Alex, or Rod at F&M Bank for your farm financing needs. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus.
Mom, I got the job! I got the job!
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We bid you good evening from Judd Brown Stadium in Falls City, Nebraska. High school football coming your way tonight here on KTNC, the Falls City Tigers hosting the Nebraska City Pioneers. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. Tonight, very pleased to be seated once again alongside Troy Nelson. Troy, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
High school football two nights in a row.
Two nights in a row, man. And great weather.
Yeah, last night we made the trip out to Diller, Nebraska, the Sacred Heart Irish with the big win over Diller Odell, and tonight we get a chance to team up again here at Judd Brown Stadium. And I have to say at the outset, I know this new press box has been here two seasons, but this is my first opportunity to broadcast from this luxurious press box that we have. And I don't care how you slice it, I like it.
Yes,
this is really, really nice.
This is good.
Congratulations to Activities Director Don Hogue and all the school officials at Falls City on the construction of this great press box. I've been looking forward to having a chance to work out of here. For the most part, my broadcasts are off to the north and west because of the mileage involved, and so this is my first opportunity. Tonight, over on Sunny 101.3, John Nixon is in Oregon, Missouri. South Hold is hosting Rockport. That game being heard live on Sunny 101.3, a 7 o'clock kickoff. Their pregame show should be underway right now, so that's where you'll have the Missouri 8-man game. It's going to be over on Sunny 101.3. Right now, we're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with a look at the starting lineups. You're listening to Falls City Tigers football on KTNC.
Marlin City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best friends in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Marlin City Supply, we take good care of you.
Marlin City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Generations of family working together on the same piece of land. It's a tradition around here. On a farm or ranch, everyone has their chores to do. The whole family contributes. It's a hard life, but it's a good life, too. Agriculture is America's largest family business. We're proud to be a part of it. Together we grow. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank, Falls City, and Stella.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
DJ Kirtasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn, or west of Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL P&C Group Direct Written Premium.
Autumn is upon us, and that means Breast Cancer Awareness Month is here. Breast cancer is among the most curable forms of cancer, and the 5-year survival rate is 100% when discovered in its very early stage. This is a reminder to do something good for yourself and your loved ones. Schedule your mammogram today. At Community Medical Center Falls City, we are here for you. Let's take action together to learn about knowing your body and early detection to beat this disease. CMC, serving others, caring with compassion, and making a difference.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Jeff Brown Stadium in Falls City, the Falls City Tigers, and the Nebraska City Pioneers. Let's take a look now at the starting lineups for tonight's game. First of all, the offensive starters for the Pioneers. They are coached by Coach Caleb Walker. They are 4-3 on the season. At center, Tristan Kingery, 195 at a sophomore. The right guard is Michael Dia. Dia is a senior at 215. At the left guard, Andrew Stuckenholz. Stuckenholz is a 220-pound senior. The tackles on the left side, Clay DeVall, DeVall 230 and a junior. The right tackle, Gavin Bailey. Bailey 245 and a junior. The tight end is Brayton Thompson. He's a 230-pound senior. At the wide receiver, it will be Chase Brown, 155 and a senior, and Chris Bloom, just a sophomore, at 135. In the offensive backfield for the Pioneers, the quarterback is M.J. Nelson. Nelson, a 175-pound senior. The fullback, Peyton Grubbs. Grubbs, a senior at 160. And Troy, I like that name for a fullback, Grubbs. And at the running back is Baylor Poston. Poston, 165 and a junior. As we said, the Pioneers 4-3 on the season. Now let's take a look at that Nebraska City defense.
All right, defensive starters. They're going to be running the four down linemen and four linebackers. So your first tackle, number 70, Andrew Stuckenholz. Your end, 77, Michael Dia. Your right tackle, 57, Clay Duvall. And your right end, number 50, Gavin Bailey. Your linebacking crew will be number 53, Tristan Kingery. Number 11, Braden Thompson. Number 12, Michael Nelson. There's Michael MJ. They got a Michael listed here. And number 28, Peyton Grubbs. Your defensive backs, the corner, number 1, Chase Brown. Number 21, Chris Bloom. And your safety, number 3, Baylor Osteen.
Now look at the Falls City Tigers and their offensive starters at center, Justin Brewer. Brewer, 225 pounds. And the senior, the left guard, Kellen McAfee, a junior at 160. At the right guard is John Craig, 295 and a junior. The tackles on the left side, Gene Nolte, 285 and a senior. The right tackles on the field, 220 and a junior. Tight end is Cam Schramm. Schramm, a senior, 185. At the wide receiver is Rates Farmer. Farmer, 150 and a senior. And now, Troy, when we get into the backfield, it's kind of anybody's guess here at quarterback. We're either going to see Jackson Brown, Tate Wilcox, or Charlie McNeely, or a combination of all three. We'll have to see when they break the huddle for the first time who's out there. We also expect to see Dalton Helmick in the backfield and a running back, and Thomas Fields at a fullback. But as far as the quarterback, and the thing is, if you see McNeely at quarterback, then Strauss will obviously be in the game as a receiver. So we'll just have to sort that out once they break double for the first time. The Falls City Tigers 1-6 on the season, and they're coached by Coach Darren Fritz. And Troy, they talked about it in the pregame show, how Falls City's been bitten by the injury bug. They've had to completely retool their offense. I love John Nixon's analogy, playing chess to playing
Chinese checkers
with your marbles all over the place, and that's kind of what's happened.
Yeah.
They started out with that single wing. We've seen them run the spin back situation. Because of injuries to their running backs, they ended up switching, I think, in week 3 or 4.
Right.
They went to a spread formation with two wide outs to either side. Had some success moving the ball with that, but now they've got some of the people injured in that one that were involved in it. So they're really, the injuries have just decimated this Tiger football team sitting at 1-6. Do want to remind Tiger fans that we'll have Fall City football on the air again next week here on KTNC. Tigers will be hosting the Auburn Bulldogs here at Judd Brown Stadium, and we'll be covering that one for you again next Friday night here at Judd Brown Stadium. But tonight, it's the Nebraska City Pioneers at 4-3, the Fall City Tigers at 1-6. And again, over on Sunny 101.3 tonight, we've got the Southfold Knights hosting the Rockport Blue Jays. That game coming to you live from Oregon, Missouri. John Nixon has the call for you on that one. I want to remind you also, tonight's broadcast can be heard live on the World Wide Web at mscsports.net. Click on Listen Live and select KTNC, and you can listen anywhere on the planet. Now, we realize the KTNC signal does not reach Nebraska City, so Nebraska City fans, if you have found us online, why not give a friend a call and let them know the Pioneers are on the air. All you got to do is go to your computer, go to mscsports.net, click on Listen Live, and select KTNC, and you can hear Nebraska City football. All right, deep to return it for the Tigers is Isaac Frederick. He's going to stand at about the 5-yard line. Handling the kickoff duties for Nebraska City is Michael Dia. Dia ready to kick it away. Here's the kick. An onside or a short kick. Hangs up and is going to be caught at the 40. The up man gets dropped at about the 39-yard line. Not much of a return there, but the Tigers will start with good field position. They'll have the ball first and 10. We're on their own 39. That was Bailey Timms on the return, 126-pound freshman grabbing that football. So they'll spot the football in the middle of the field at the 39-yard line. That's where they'll mark it. Now they take it over to the far side hash mark at the 39. Tigers break the huddle. Reese Farmer comes wide to the left side of the field. Who we got in at quarterback here?
Have to see what they...
Looks like Tate.
Okay. Tate Wilcox calls his starting count in the gun. Takes the snap, turns, hands the ball off up the middle. Running room out across the 45-yard line. We'll have a gain of about 6 on the carry. And carrying the football was Thomas Fields for the Tigers.
In on the tackle for the Pioneers is Andrew Stuckenholz, 220-pound senior.
It fields a gain of 6 on the carry. Second down and 4 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is now at the 45-yard line. Fall City moving from our right to left, from south to north, here at Judd Brown Stadium. Quarterback is Tate Wilcox. He'll set in the shotgun formation, calling his count, takes a snap, again gives to Fields. Fields runs off the right side, has first down yardage. Good job running the ball across the 45, inside the 45, down near the 43-yard line. Thomas Fields running tough behind the blocking of John Craig over there and Justin Brewer.
Has about 4 white jerseys in on the tackle there, MJ Nelson and Tristan Kingery.
Wyatt opening checking in now at a wingback. Opening checks in. Coming out is Tate Wilcox. So Wilcox leaves the lineup. He's been running a quarterback. Who we got lined up this time? They're going to change quarterback.
That's Strauss.
Jackson Strauss. Strauss sets in a shotgun formation, puts a man in motion, and some of the fields. And no. Actually, Strauss has to fall back on the football. He was trying to give it to Fields, and Fields was being tackled as he was handing him the ball. So Strauss decided, I'll just keep it and fall on it here. About 3.
Gavin Bailey in on the tackle. And again, he wrapped up Fields before Fields had the ball.
Loss of 4 on the play. It'll bring up second down and 14 yards to go. The line of scrimmage now at the 47-yard line of Nebraska City. 10:22 to play. First quarter, no score here in Fall City. Quarterback to Jackson Strauss. Empty backfield in the shotgun. He's back to pass. Strauss rolls to his left. He's wrapped up, throws the football, and we've got a flag thrown. That will be intentional grounding. There was no receiver out here in this area, out to the left where he threw the football.
MJ Nelson coming on the blitz and come unblocked and just tore into the backfield.
Not only was there no receiver out here, I'm not sure the ball even made it to the line of scrimmage where the flag is.
Yeah, you're correct.
Yeah, intentional grounding. Jackson Strauss was just trying to get rid of the football. He had a defender all over him there in the backfield. So that stops the clock with 10:09 to play, first quarter. We're just underway here at Judd Brown Stadium in Fall City. Randy Gatula, Troy Nelson with you at the game. Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer, back at the KTNC studios. Strauss will have an empty backfield. He'll put 3 wide receivers to the right, 1 out wide to the left. In the shotgun formation is Jackson Strauss, waiting for the snap from center. Calling his count. On third and long. Third and about 35. And what do we got here? Flags on?
More flags. This might be on the defense. Yep.
Offside's on the defense, so that'll help the Tigers cause a little bit to the 25 yards. That'll bring the football back outside the 45 to cross the 46-yard line. It'll bring up third down and 10 yards to go, and now the Tigers are going to huddle up and start all over. Get into the routine here.
Pioneers threatening a blitz there, and again, two guys jumped a little early.
Strauss has trips to the right, one right receiver to the left of the field. Back to pass to Strauss. Looking left, throws out into the flat. Pass falls incomplete. It was intended out here on the left side for Caden Strecker. Just a little bit overthrown. Strecker couldn't get to it.
Baylor posting in on the coverage for the Pioneers.
So the drive stalls. It'll bring up fourth down and 20 yards to go. The line of scrimmage just across the 46-yard line of Fall City. Punting situation. Back deep to return the punt for Nebraska City will be Nuon Thuokak. Thuokak stands at his own 21-yard line to wait for this punt. Waiting for the snap. A high snap. They get it down. They get the punt away. Straight up in the air. It's going to be a short one. Thuokak calls a fair catch and makes a fair catch at the 32-yard line. And the Pioneers will start this drive with reasonably good field position. They'll have the ball first and 10. We'll call it the 33 is where they're going to mark it. That's where this drive will begin with 9:41 to go here in the first quarter. All right. The Pioneers will come over the ball. M.J. Nelson, Michael Nelson, listed on the roster. He goes by M.J. We'll call him Pink Socks Nelson.
Pink Socks.
Pink high-top socks. And play-by-play announcers love that when there's some easily identifiable trait about one of the main characters out there handling the ball. He'll set his back to the I formation. Grubbs is the fullback, pokes in the top of the eye. Nelson, hands under center, puts a man in motion from right to left, pitches the ball back to the eye back, running the left side. I think that's Poston. And he'll go out of bounds on the left side, driven out. Poston carried the ball. Looks to have a gain of about 6 yards out to near the 38 or 9-yard line. We'll see where he first stepped out.
Strauss and Nolte in on the tackle on the far sideline.
Appears they're going to give him 5 on the carry. It'll bring up second down and 5 yards to go. The line of scrimmage now at the 38-yard line of Nebraska City. 9 to play, first quarter, no score here in Fall City. Wide receiver to the right is Braden Thompson. He's their leading receiver. Quarterback, M.J. Nelson, hands under center. Nelson calls the starting count, has the snap, gives it to his fullback, running straight forward into the line. Short yardage. Carrying the football was Peyton Grubbs, 160-pound senior. Grubbs is short of the first down marker at about the 42-yard line. He'll be about a yard short.
John Craig doing a good job on his defensive line position, wrapping him up and bringing him down.
Nebraska City does something I just love. They put their jersey numbers on their shoulder.
Shoulder.
That is really handy when they won't turn and let you see that number on their back or their jersey. You can read it on the side. I love it. Here we go. Third down and one. M.J. Nelson with the backs on the I formation. Poston is the I back. Grubbs is the fullback. Set behind him. Ends in tight. Hand off goes to Poston. He bounces outside to the left. He's got running room. Across the 50, down to the 40, the 30, the 20. It's a foot race, 10-5, and touchdown. Baylor Poston for the touchdown. 57 yards. 56 yards. They're going to call it officially a 56-yard touchdown run by Baylor Poston.
And the Tigers got caught on a little blitz there. Your defensive back and your end coming up on the right side. Once Poston got 3 or 4 yards there, and he shot out to the outside, and he was gone.
56 yards on that touchdown run. Now we'll have the try for the kick of the conversion. We'll see who's in there to kick it. 37 is in there. That would be Eddie Gonzalez. Gonzalez to try and kick the extra. The ball is down. The kick is up, and the kick is good. Gonzalez gets it. And Nebraska City goes up 7-0, 8:25 to play here in the first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Dan's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
The Scoring Drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. The scoring drive for Nebraska City took just three plays to go 67 yards. Baylor Poston scored on a 56-yard run down the left side. Eddie Gonzalez kicked the extra. Nebraska City goes on top 7-0 with 8:25 to play here in the first quarter. Again, the scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services at Auburn and Fall City. So now the Pioneers have the ball teed up at the 40. Think that's Gonzalez ready to kick it away. He just kicked the conversion a moment ago. Who do we have back?
Gilkerson.
Gilkerson is the deep man. Robert Gilkerson. Oh, another onside. Covered up. Good job of getting on that football ball there by Fall City's Dalton Helming.
Covered up by Dalton.
And he's going to give Fall City good field position. Obviously, the Pioneers are not afraid to give up field position by trying the onside kicks here. They must feel they have the ability to stop this Tiger offense because they have set them up first and 10 at the 46-yard line is where this drive will begin. Over the football come the Tigers. I believe it's Strauss this time in their quarterback. Yes, it is. Strauss is the QB. Single set back in the backfield with him. Man comes in motion. And the ball up the middle. I think that's probably Fields. And Thomas Fields gets a short yardage. Maybe a yard. Not much more.
Gavin Bailey and Peyton Grubbs in on the tackle for the Pioneers.
Thomas Fields with a gain of a yard on the play. Brings up second down and 9 yards to go. 7:54 to play first quarter here in Fall City. 7-0, Nebraska City on top if you're just joining us. And the Tigers break the huddle and come over the football. Wide receiver, wide to the left side of the field. Split out here on the left now is Isaac Frederick. Quarterback, Strauss calls the starting count. Hands the ball off on an inside handoff coming around from left to right. Out to around the 49-yard line. Carrying the football is Race Farmer. He'll have a gain of about 3.
Brandon Thompson, 230-pound senior, in on the tackle for Nebraska City.
They'll bring up third down and about long 6. Let's call it 7 yards to go. Third down and 7. The ball is short of the 50. They need to get it down to the 44 for first down yardage. So very long 6 yards to go on third down. Wide receiver Frederick comes to the left. Jackson Strauss is the quarterback. Field sets in the backfield next to him on his left hip. Back to pass to Strauss, over the middle. Pass nearly intercepted and then falls incomplete. Having his mitts on it, there was Braden Thompson.
Yep.
Thompson thought he had a pick, but he just could not put it away.
He saw all that empty green in front of him and started to run before he caught the ball.
All right, punting situation for the Tigers. Will that be Strauss? It was earlier this season. I believe so.
Yep, it's Strauss.
Strauss is the punter. And back deep to return it. For Nebraska City is Hillcock. Ball bounces at the 25, rolls inside the 20, inside the 15. What a Fall City roll.
There you go.
All the way down to the 11, down to the 10. Keep going. Inside the 10 to the 9-yard line. Great punt there.
Great.
By Jackson Strauss. It's touchdown inside the 10. So the Pioneers can begin this drive deep in their own territory. We'll call it officially the 10-yard line with 6:38 to play in the first period. Nebraska City on top here, 7-0.
All right, so Isaac Frederick in on the touchback there for the Tigers. He's kind of trying to wave that ball a little further, get it to roll down there.
Pioneers over the football. M.J. Nelson is the quarterback. Grubbs is the fullback. Top of the eye sets Baylor Poston. Ends in tight on the right side. Hand the ball off to Poston. He runs right up the middle across the 15. Out near the 20, he's going to have close to first down yardage. Peyton or Baylor Poston. On the carry, and we've got a player shaking up here from Nebraska City.
In on the tackle there for the Irish is number 60, Kellen McAfee, 160-pound junior.
Pioneers have a player down at the 10-yard line. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to high school football on KTNC.
Hey, everyone. This is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing southeast Nebraska, northeast Kansas, and northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbruster's up the extra mile.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we still have time out on the field for the injured Pioneer player down near the 10-yard line. 6 minutes, 18 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 7-0 your score. The Nebraska City Pioneers leading the Fall City Tigers. Looking over there at that nice new scoreboard in the northeast corner of the field. All the amenities here. We remarked earlier about this wonderful new press box we've got up here. We got padded swivel chairs with backs on them, rather than just a cold steel bar stool or something.
As you said from a couple of your past history, there's no wasp nest, no hornet's nest.
No wasp nest, nothing like that. We got to put it
up. Nothing to clean up. It's all nice and neat and clean.
First-class facility all the way around here at Jud Brown Stadium in Fall City. You know, Troy, I moved to Fall City 31 years ago, and when I look at the improvements to this community, new library, all the things they've added here, the addition to the high school out here on the front side of it, the football field,
new pool,
new swimming pool,
baseball, softball.
Baseball, softball complex, completely different town than it was when we were down here.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, it's no secret, we moved back out to the family farm, but sometimes you have to drive back into town tonight and realize how much things have changed.
Right.
It does. Here come the Pioneers over the football. M.G. Nelson puts his backs in the I formation again. Grubbs is the fullback, poked in the top of the I. Give off to Grubbs, the fullback, and he tries to power his way forward across the 20. Got about a yard, I don't think much more than that, out near the 22-yard line.
Craig and Nolte in on the tackle for the Tigers, and again, a one-yard gain for the Pioneers there, so brings up second down.
Grubbs on the carry.
So now the football is spotted at the 22-yard line, second down and 9 yards to go for the Pioneers. 5:37 to play in the first quarter. We're live from Jud Brown Stadium in Fall City. Let's put a wide receiver wide to the right side. That's Braden Thompson. He's their leading receiver. An I formation for the quarterback, M.J. Nelson. Nelson pitches the ball back to Baylor Poston. Poston's in trouble. Now cuts back inside. Flag is thrown on the play. He'll have gain out across the 25 near the 26 for Baylor Poston, but we'll see what that flag is going to be.
The two Fields brothers, Thomas and Steven, in on the tackle for the Tigers.
Holding is going to be the call on the Pioneers. Nebraska City calls for holding, so that'll back them up. Nice evening for football out here. All right. Temperature at kickoff, 58 degrees. Winds are out of the northwest, less than 5 miles an hour. Expected to get down around 50 degrees by about 9 o'clock when we're wrapping things up tonight. And if you're a player out on the field, that's just about perfect conditions.
Yeah.
As long as there's not a lot of wind blowing, 50 degrees is great football weather, a good chance to play ball.
And again, it's a beautiful evening, not much of a cloud in the sky. You got a great moon, not a full moon, but it's beautiful up there.
So they'll mark the football back to the almost back the original line of scrimmage back there where we started way back when. Now it's going to be second down and 21 yards, second and 21 for the Pioneers. Wide outs to each side. They split the receivers wide to the right, Chase Brown and Braden Thompson. I formation behind Nelson. Fullback jumped. That'll be cost them another 5 yards,
yeah,
half the distance to the goal line. So now Nebraska City kind of starting to shoot themselves in the foot on this drive. They're going to be looking at second down and more than a quarter of a mile there.
That's a long ways there, Randy.
All right, they'll come over the football. Second down in Hiawatha. 5:02 to go. First quarter, 7-0. Nebraska City on top. M.J. Nelson deep in his own territory at the 4-yard line. Second and 26, 27 to go. Nelson has the snap. Drops back in his own end zone. He's being chased.
They got it.
He's going to be sacked for a safety. Who got him?
You got Jaden Nolte and Thomas Fields.
Nolte,
Fields and Nolte.
We'll give them each 1 point. That came 2 minutes and 51 seconds to play here in the first quarter. A 2-point safety.
The Tigers. They were blitzing on that one. Linebacker Kellen McAfee coming up through the center of it and just blew him out, and Fields and Nolte in on the safety.
They tackled Nelson, the quarterback, in the end zone, and are scoring now 7-2. The Tigers are on the board. I hesitate to point this out, but those are the first points scored by the Tigers in 2 weeks. They were held scoreless in their last two outings.
See if the cheerleaders can get the ball up here, Randy.
Oh, they're throwing the... I don't think any of them got an arm to get all
the way. She's a softball player. She can chuck that thing, but she's not going to throw it up here.
Cheerleaders are distributing some little souvenir footballs out here. Oh, there's a good arm on that one. Gee, that... Sign her up. 4:51 to go here in the first quarter, 7-2. Tigers are on the board. And now they're set to kick it away for Nebraska City. The ball teed up by Eddie Gonzalez. Who's my deep man again?
Gilkerson.
Gilkerson. Robert Gilkerson is back there. This time they're going to kick it deep. Gilkerson lets it bounce at the 35, picks it up to the 31. He's up to the 35, the 40, at the 45, midfield the 50, across the 50, down to the 46-yard line. And the Tigers are going to have good field position. They're going to start this drive in Nebraska City territory. They'll have the football first and 10, working from the Nebraska City 46-yard line, I think, is where they're going to spot it. So, 7-2 our score. Tiger defense put points on the board a minute ago by catching M.J. Nelson. They tackled him in the end zone for the two-point safety. Let's see now what the Tigers can do. Quarterback Jackson Strauss trips to the right. Race Farmer to the left. Man comes in motion. Left to right. Back to pass. Pass complete. Race Farmer. Farmer down the left sideline. He gets knocked out back after a gain of about five inside the 45, down near the 42-yard line. We'll give Farmer a gain of five. It'll bring up second down and 5 yards to go.
Braden Thompson shoving him out of bounds here on the near sideline.
Spot the football at the 42-yard line. 7-2, 4:39 to play here, still in the first period. Jackson Strauss is your quarterback. Thomas Fields sets to his left in the backfield. Again, in motion comes Farmer. Hand off to Fields this time, up the middle. Fields carrying tacklers with him. Bulldozes his way down to the 40-yard line. He'll be a couple of yards short of the first down. It'll be a third down and 2 yards to go now for the Tigers.
Michael Dia and Braden Thompson again for the tackle for the Nebraska City Pioneers.
Wyatt Opening checks into the lineup. He brings in the play. Comes in replacing Tate Wilcox as a receiver. Wide receiver to the left side of the field now. Trips to the right. Strauss has a field set in the backfield with him. Strauss keeps it himself. Runs straight ahead for first down yardage and then some. He's got the ball inside the 35, down to the 33 or 4-yard line. It'll be a first and 10 for the Tigers.
There's a late flag thrown in there after the play, Randy. Stukenholtz and Bailey in on the tackle.
Personal foul.
Oh, targeting.
Targeting on the Pioneers.
Oh, man.
I didn't see that.
I didn't see it either, but
boy, there was such a big cluster of defenders all around that ball carrier. Somebody must have came in from the other side and delivered that blow, because I sure didn't see anything like that. But
no.
The man in the white hat is very sure of himself. That'll be a 15-yard penalty, and what a boost here for the Tigers. That moves the football all the way down to the 19-yard line. Here we go, Tiger fans. Trailing 7-2, they've got the ball at the 19, first and 10. Jackson Strauss puts two wideouts to the right. In motion comes Race Farmer from right to left. Strauss with the football runs to his left. He's got a block out there. Now cuts it back inside for a couple of yards. Got a flag on the far sideline. Strauss gets a gain of a couple down near the 16 or 17, but we've got a flag down on the line of scrimmage on the far sideline.
Dia and Thompson again on the tackle for the Pioneers.
Illegal shift there on the Tigers. That will cost them 5 yards. That's the one thing they did not need. They just got the big boost with the targeting call, 15 yards, and put them down here in the red zone. And now a mental mistake there is going to cost them 5 yards. And that'll back the football back out to the 24-yard line, where it'll be first down and 15 yards to go. Clock shows 3:47 to play first quarter here at Judd Brown Stadium in Fall City. I'm Randy Gatua, seated alongside Troy Nelson. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast tonight as much as we're enjoying bringing it to you. Cam Schramm goes wide to the right. Slot to the right is Race Farmer. In the backfield, Thomas Fields sets back with Jackson Strauss. Strauss calls his starting count on first and 15 at the 24. Has the snap. Gives the ball straight ahead to Fields. Fields with running room. He squirts all the way down to the 15-yard line. He'll get about 9 on the carry. Should bring up second down and around 6 to go here.
And Thomas is a little mad at himself because I think the turf reached up and grabbed him, or he would have had about five more yards.
We'll call it second down and seven. The football's actually out near the 16-yard line. Need to get it to the 9 for first down yardage. The ball is on the left hash mark, in from the west side. Tigers go right to left, south to north. Schramm goes split wide to the right, in a slot to the right is Farmer. Split to the left, I think, is opening this time. Field sets back there with Strauss. Pitch it to Fields. Fields runs to the right. He's fighting near the first down yardage, and I believe he's going to have the first down. He's inside the 10, down near the 8, and he looks to me like it should be first and goal for the Tigers.
All right, first down Tigers. Over on that far sideline, Nelson and Thompson in on the tackle for the Pioneers.
You know, Troy, if the Tigers should punch one in here,
oh, yeah,
in this first quarter, get up and start believing in themselves.
Yes. Yeah.
This could get really interesting. The ball was spotted at the 8-yard line, first and goal. Trips right to the short side. Jackson Strauss with Fields set next to him in the shotgun. Hands to Fields. Fields up the middle. Tough running there. Got a couple. Looks like he's down near the 6. Going to bring up second down and goal now at the 6-yard line.
Stukin holds in on the tackle for the Pioneers, your 220-pound senior.
Still 2:22 to play in the first quarter here in Falls City. Our score 7-2, Nebraska City with the lead, but the Tigers down here threatening and oh so critical that they get this one in.
Oh.
All right, quarterback Jackson Strauss in the shotgun with Fields set to his left. Takes a snap. Strauss keeps it himself. Inside the 5, inside the 2, down near the 3. He's between the 2 and the 3-yard line, I think, is where they're going to mark the football. It's going to bring up third down and goal with the football just outside the 2.
Gavin Bailey in on the tackle.
Call it third down and a long 2. The ball is outside the 2-yard line on the right hash mark. Clock running 1:41 to play first quarter. Again, 7-2, Tigers trail. Jackson Strauss puts trips to the right side. Strauss calls his starting count, takes a snap, he'll run it himself right into the middle. Strauss into the end zone, touchdown. Jackson Strauss carried in on a 2-yard touchdown run by Jackson Strauss for the TD. Touchdown comes with a minute and 28 seconds to play in the first quarter. Jackson Strauss for the TD on a quarterback keeper right up the middle. That was such a good run that my ink pen blew up. Each of it just went rocketing off into space here.
Two-point conversion failed there, Randy.
Conversion attempt failed with 1:28 to go in the ballgame. The Tigers lead it 8-7. We're back in 30 seconds on KGNC.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Jud Brown Stadium. This scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn in Falls City. See Jake and Tasha in Falls City or Weston, or in Auburn or Weston in Falls City.
That scoring drive for the Tigers took 7 plays to cover 46 yards, capped off by a 2-yard quarterback keeper up the middle by Jackson Strauss. 2-point conversion attempt failed, and the Tigers are up now 8-7 with a minute 28 to play in the first quarter. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. All right, the Tigers have the ball teed up at the 40-yard line. Who we got back deep this time?
I think they changed up number on 3.
Yep,
Poston.
Yeah, we're going to have Baylor Poston back there. Here's the kick. A short end-over-ender. Rolls down to the 30. Going to be just falling on there and falling on the football for Nebraska City is Hayden Schalk. Schalk just covers it up. Pioneers are satisfied with that field position. They'll start this drive first and 10 from just right at their own 30-yard line. Now trailing 8-7 with a minute 26 to play here in the first quarter. Well, looking at the scores in recent weeks, if this score gets out on the internet, it's going to raise some eyebrows.
Yeah.
Leading Nebraska City here in the first quarter. Here come the Pioneers over the football. MJ Nelson splits a wide receiver to his right. I think that's Chris Blumenauer here. Nelson turns, gives off to his eye back during the football. Poston. Poston's going to be hit in the middle and dropped after a gain of a couple. Going to get the ball out across the 32 near the 33. I think they're going to give him about three on the carry. Second down and seven.
Steven Fields putting the first hit on for the Tigers.
So the football now spotted at the 33-yard line. Second down, 7 yards to go for the Pioneers. 1 minute to play here in the first quarter. Fall City on top, 8-7 if you just joined us. High formation for the Pioneers. Nelson has Rubs and Poston set behind him in that order. Hand off to Poston. Poston is hit at the line, broke a tackle, and then thrown back after he got the ball out across the 35 to the 36. Looked like they had him stopped for a loss even, but he managed to break that first tackle and get the ball out across the 35.
Steven Fields and Isaac Frederick in on the tackle.
Third down and a long three, almost four to go now. Let's call it third and four. 25 seconds to play here in the quarter. Will they try to run another play or just let it run down and perhaps move to the next stanza? They're huddled. Now they're going to come up and run a play here. 14 seconds, clock ticking. Third down and 4 yards to go for the Pioneers. Quarterback, M.J. Nelson. Calling his cadence with trips to his right. Three wideout receivers. Has a snap. He rolls right. Pressure coming. Looking downfield. Throws across the field. Pass intercepted at the 50-yard line. The Tigers fully fumbled up with the football. Then he fumbled the ball as he was tackled. Let's see what they're going to say here.
Pioneers got it back.
So Frederick got the interception. But as he was being tackled after making the interception, he fumbled the football. The Pioneers scooped up the loose football, and when the settles, the ball's going to be all the way out to the 49-yard line, and guess what? Nebraska City's still going to have the football.
Yeah.
Time expires. There's the end of your first quarter. After one quarter of play, the Fall City Tigers leading the Nebraska City Pioneers 8-7. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play Bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Fall harvest is here. Do you have corn or beans to sell? Being locally owned and operated with facilities in Dawson, Salem, and Fall City, Salem Grain offers competitive prices and grain storage at all three locations. Call Salem Grain Company at 402-245-5373 for all your grain merchandising needs. Locally owned and operated, serving Southeast Nebraska and Northeast Kansas for over 45 years.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Jeff Brown Stadium as we move into the second quarter here. 8-7, the Fall City Tigers up by one. And as we move into second quarter action, my tag team partner, Troy Nelson, to describe the action. Troy?
All right, let's hope we can get this, keep it going, Randy. All right, again, M.J. Nelson under center, I formation. The give to Poston on the left side. Poston's got a little bit of running room. Now he's going to try and cut back, and he's going to be put down right there for about a 4-yard gain.
Isaac Frederick, the first man to hit him. Jackson Strauss also in on the tackle for the Tigers.
Brings up second down and about 5 o'clock, 11:40 here. Tigers lead 8-7. Pioneers taking their time here, bringing the play in. They break the huddle. Kingery is your center. We're in a shotgun formation now as Nelson Poston to his right. You got three receivers to the right and one to the left. Nelson takes the snap and he has nowhere to go. He was trying to look like he wanted to throw it upfield and he gets sacked for a loss.
The Fields brothers, Thomas Fields, Stephen Fields, all over him. They both wrapped him up and got the tackle. A little bit of a loss on the play. Puts the ball back out near the 50-yard line. Going to bring up third down and 9 now.
All right, third down and 9.
Impressed with the Tiger defense so far tonight. They're doing well.
Chris Bloom bringing the play in.
And you know,
in
a game like this, the longer the Tigers hang around, they'll start believing in themselves.
Yeah.
And right now, that coaching staff for Nebraska City has to be a little nervous.
Number 14 coming out to the left side here is Newen Hickok, shotgun formation. Dropping back is Nelson. He's got a receiver open on the right side, and he dumps it off to him. His post and catches it, but he's going to be no gain on the play.
No place to go. Great defense over there on the part of the Tigers. First guy to get over there and get to him was Isaac Frederick, and then Tate Wilcox also had part of that tackle.
Fourth down and nine now for the Pioneers.
Big
right at midfield
here to start this quarter.
All right, this is great. Midfield. Clock at 10 minutes and counting here in the second quarter. The Tigers have a lead, 8-7. Pioneers dropping back to punt.
Race Farmer.
Race Farmer set to return. Snap is away, and it's a high one. He gets it. Nope, he's going to tuck it and run. He's got running room around the right side, and he's not going to get the first down as he goes out of bounds.
On the punter was
Caleb Fritch.
Yep, came over and got the hit on him, knocked him out of bounds. Kellen McAfee also in on that tackle. They stopped him short of the first down. I don't think that was a designed fake there.
No.
He was supposed to punt the ball.
Yeah. That was not a great snap. It was kind of high, and by the time he gathered it to punt it, he had two black jerseys in his face.
So the Tiger defense has held on down. They'll take over first and 10. They're out at the 44-yard line. Here we go, Troy.
All right, Strauss is your quarterback. Shotgun formation. Thomas Field set up to his left. You got triplets to your right. Snap is away. He's going to give to Thomas on the left side. Thomas has got some running room. He's going to get about 5 yards on that carry.
Leading the tackle from Nebraska City, Braden Thompson. Big 230-pound defensive end Thompson made the tackle.
All right, so second down now for the Tigers. Second down and six. 9:25 left here in the second quarter. The Tigers lead 8-7. Bringing the play in from the sideline for the Tigers. Tate Wilcox. You know, the Tigers are putting subbing in a lot of freshmen here. And again, injury-related, doesn't matter. These are good athletes. Shotgun formation is Strauss. Thomas Field set to the right. In motion is Tate. Wilcox to give to Fields. He's going to follow some blockers, scoot it out to the left side. He just keeps hammering away. He's still standing upright, and he maybe gets pushed out of bounds, but he is going to have the first down.
Fields, flat out, ran over 40 figures on that sideline before Braden Thompson finally wrapped him up around the ankles and slowed him down to where some of the teammates could knock him out of bounds. He was running tough and did not want to be tackled.
Keeper Adams, along with Race Farmer, bringing the play in from the sideline now.
8:51 showing on the clock here at Judd Brown Stadium. 8-7, Tigers up by one.
You got three receivers to your right, one to your left. Shotgun formation is Strauss with Fields in the backfield. Strauss is going to keep it himself and follow Fields to the left side. And he's going to move up for about a five-yard gain.
There to get the tackle for Nebraska City, MJ. Around with Tristan Kingery. Kingery on the stop.
Brings up second down now for the Tigers. Second and five. They're on the 37-yard line of Nebraska City.
I'm just looking around. What a gorgeous night for a football game. Look at that. We had nearly a full moon or three-quarter moon out here. Very little wind. Temps in the 50s. Just a great night for high school football.
Cameron Schramm bringing the play in, and he'll be a wideout on the right side with two other receivers. Strauss, shotgun formation. Farmer comes in motion. Give to Fields. Thomas, he's going to break one tackle, two tackles, and then he's going to get stood up and hit hard by Poston.
Fields just could not get away from Brayton Thompson. Thompson was holding on to him and dragging him down until some other defenders came up to help. That's going to put the Tigers in a third and long situation, about seven to go now.
So loss on the play for the Tigers. Tate Wilcox bringing the play in. Third down and six now. Ball spotted right at the 40-yard line.
There from Bay Poston, but not before he was able to get first down yardage down the left sideline, and the Tigers continue to march here. Plenty of time, 7:12 to play here in the first half.
Keeper Adams and Wyatt Oberding bringing the play in this time for the Tigers. Ball spotted on the far hash, first and 10 on the Pioneer 31, 7 minutes left here in the second quarter. Three receivers to your right, Strauss in the shotgun, Thomas Fields to his left. and he does give it to, no, he fakes it to Thomas and scoots around to the left side, and he's going to get maybe 2 yards on that carry.
Got a couple of yards over there defensively, Francisco Rodriguez. Francisco wasn't fooled. He was waiting and got the stop.
All right, so about a two-yard gain for the Tigers. No, Tigers doing three substitutions now this time. All right, second and eight on the 27-yard line of Nebraska City.
You can hear the Nebraska City coaching staff in the booth next to it.
Yep.
They're getting pretty intense over there.
They are. Empty backfield. Strauss, shotgun formation, three receivers to your right. Strauss looking left, looking left, looking left, and unloads it incomplete, intended for Isaac Frederick.
Incomplete pass stops the clock, 6:13 to play here in the second quarter of the first half. Sure, stay tuned for our halftime show. We'll have a recap of the scoring in the first half, brought to you by Armbruster Motor Company, your GM dealer, here in Fall City. Special thanks to Armbruster Motor Company here in Fall City and to Farm Bureau Financial Services in both Auburn and Fall City for their continued support throughout the football season, helping to make these broadcasts possible.
All right, third down for the Tigers. Strauss in the shotgun, Fields to his right. He does give to Thomas on the right side. Thomas is moving up the center to the left side, 10-yard line, and Fields is in for a touchdown. Thomas Fields in for the 27-yard run. And this is Thomas's first year playing in the backfield, and he's getting a lot of touches, and now he gets a touchdown. With 6:07 left here in the second quarter, the Tigers add to their lead 14-7. All right, they break their huddle. They're going for a two-point conversion. Strauss is your quarterback. Empty backfield. Two receivers to your left, three receivers to your right. Strauss dropping back the pass. He dumps it in the middle, and it goes through two receivers' hands and falls incomplete. So with 6:07 left in the second quarter, the Tigers lead 14-7. You're listening to high school football on AM 1230 FM 107.1.
Do you always dream about owning your first house or car or business, but you also have nightmares? Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Jack Brown Stadium. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Fall City. See Jake and Tasha in Auburn or Weston in Fall City.
The scoring drive recap for the Tigers, 8 plays, 59 yards. Thomas Field scoring on a 27-yard touchdown carry. Conversion attempt failed, and the Tigers are up 14-7. 6:07 to play here now in the second quarter.
All right. Tigers have the ball spotted at the 40-yard line. Gannon Ogden's going to pooch it up to the 50, and the Pioneers are going to recover it.
Offense kick covered up by number 11, Brayden Thompson. Pioneers
will
start
for
10
from
midfield.
All right, right at midfield. The Pioneers have the ball for...
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Jug Brown Stadium in Falls City. We apologize for the technical difficulties. We lost our signal there for a moment. We go back to live action.
All right. The Pioneers have the ball, third down and five on the Tiger 45-yard line. Shotgun formation. Snap is away. Tigers have a blitz on and shove him out of run him out of the pocket. The ball is passed. It's in the way, and it is caught down on the 10-yard line. He's going to break it. In for the touchdown are the Pioneers.
That came from the 46-yard line, and the pass was complete to Braden Thompson.
Number 11, Braden Thompson.
All right, with 4:32 left here in the second quarter, the Pioneers score on a 40-yard pass, and now it's 14-13. Tigers, Pioneers setting up for your PAT. Again, your kicker for the Pioneers is going to be Eddie Gonzalez. Your holder is going to be Austin Sterling. All right. Tigers waiting on the snap. Snaps away. Ball's down. Kick is up. And it is good. All right. With 4:32 left here in the second quarter, the score is tied at 14. You're listening to high school football on KTNC and MSCSports.net.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
This 45 recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Took Nebraska City just five plays to go 50 yards, a 46-yard touchdown pass. MJ Nelson to Braden Thompson. Gonzalez, Eddie Gonzalez with the kick. And we're tied at 14 all with 4:32 to play here in the first half.
All right, Gonzalez set the kick from the 40-yard line. Robert Gilkerson set to return on about the 10-yard line. Let's see if they pooch it. They switched it up. Nelson kicked it over to the left side, and the Tigers come up and get it right at midfield. But we got a flag thrown from the far sideline, and it's a late one. Might be a late hit. Dalton Helmick in on the coverage for the Tigers.
That's a play over there by Charlie McNeely. McNeely grabbed that football, went down to the ground on it, and then a couple of defenders from Nebraska City delivered quite a blow there.
Yep.
I think you're going to see an unnecessary roughness call. McNeely was making no attempt at all to advance it. He just covered up the ball, went on the ground, which is what your coaches do up there in that front row at the 50-yard line. Here's a personal foul against the Nebraska City Pioneers. That'll cost him 15 yards, and you know what? With 4:31 to go in the first half, the Falls City Tigers are going to get a big boost to their offense here. They're going to have the ball first and 10 and begin this drive at the 35-yard line of the Pioneers. How important is this drive, Dwayne Nelson?
You got short field, and the Tigers need to do something with it. All right, shotgun formation, Strauss, and then Thomas Fields to your left. You got one receiver out to your right. Looks like Isaac Frederick, and three receivers to your right. Whistle, referee blows the whistle to start it. Give it to Thomas Fields. He's going to move it to the right side. He's got some running room. He's going to move it inside for about a 6-yard gain.
You know, don't underestimate how hard Thomas Fields is running that football. He was tackled just now by MJ Nelson. Nelson squared up, put his shoulder into him, and still got driven back 2 yards when the collision came with Fields.
All right, 8-yard gain there for Thomas. Second down and 2, the ball spotted on the Pioneer 27-yard line.
Nelson, not a little bitty guy, he's 175 pounds.
All right.
Got driven back.
Strauss, shotgun formation, Thomas Fields to your left, in motion is Farmer. Two receivers to your right. Strauss is going to keep it and follow his blockers, and he's going to move it up. He should have the first down, but it's going to be close.
Did a good job of running a football. They're coming up to make the tackle on him for Nebraska City with Michael Dia. Dia, a 215-pound senior linebacker.
All right, they're short on that, so it's about third down and maybe 6 inches. a long ways across that field to see the inches from here. It doesn't matter. Third down.
Half.
4.5 inches. All right, Strauss. Shotgun formation. Fields to his left. Three receivers to the right. Strauss is going to take it right up the middle. He's got enough for the first down and maybe a little more.
I'm not so sure anyone actually tackled Strauss as much as he fell over the defender that was lying on the ground. The guy in the area that's going to get credit for the stop is going to be Gavin Bailey. He weighs 245 pounds, hard to run over the top.
Yes. Wyatt Oberdeen bringing the play in from the sideline this time. First and 10 from the 20-yard line. 3:02 left in the second quarter. Tie ball game at 14. Strauss, shotgun formation. Thomas Fields to his right. Three receivers to the right. Strauss is going to give it to Fields up on the left side, and Fields is going to rumble maybe for 1 or 2 yards.
Not much there that time. The Nebraska City defense got good penetration across the line of scrimmage, and they were waiting there for him as soon as he got the football. Making the tackle. Gavin Bailey, made the tackle.
All right, Cameron Schramm and Tate Wilcox bringing the play in from the sideline.
2:21, clock running.
Your receiver's out to the right side. One receiver to the left. Shotgun formation, Strauss. Fields set up to his left. Snap is away. Snap is to Fields this time, and he takes a direct snap, and he's going to follow his blocker, Strauss, to the right side and maybe get 2 yards.
It was Andrew Steckenholz to make the tackle that time for the Pioneers. Steckenholz, 220-pound senior linebacker, came up and made the hit. And we got third down and long now, Troy. They're going to need about 6 yards here on third down. Locked down to a minute 48 to go in the first half.
All right, Wyatt Oberdeen bringing the play in with a minute 45 left in the second quarter. Three receivers to your right, one to your left. Shotgun formation is Strauss. Fields to his right. And Strauss fakes to Fields, and he moves to his right. And he has some good positive yards, and then he gets hit hard by Nelson.
Maybe he's going to actually... Got back to the line of scrimmage, maybe a short gain of a yard. It's going to bring up fourth down, still 5 yards to go here, Troy. The football is now going to be spotted at the 17-yard line, fourth down and 5.
Fourth and 5. This will be an interesting call by Coach Fritz. And, again, the clock running here with a minute 5, and it doesn't look like they're going to decide right now. They're just going to let the clock run a little bit and take a timeout.
Now, this is a big play coming up here.
Yes, it is.
Down. They want to talk it over and make sure they get the right play in there and run what they want to do. So we're going to have a timeout taken on the field. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to Falls City Tigers football on KTNC.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula, Troy Nelson, back with you at Jeb Brown Stadium in Falls City. 51 seconds left to play in our first half. Our score all tied at 14-all, the Nebraska City Pioneers and the Falls City Tigers. Tigers have the football at the Nebraska City 16-yard line, facing fourth down and 5. And, you know, coming into this one, you were worried whether or not this would be a competitive ball game, given the records of the two teams. But, boy, the Tigers have certainly made a good accounting of themselves in the first half of this one.
You know, on paper, we thought it would be a different score, but you don't play the game on paper.
You look at 4-3 for the Pioneers, 1-6 for the City.
The Tigers,
no secret, they've struggled the last couple of weeks.
They've showed up tonight.
They sure have. Let's see what happens here.
Big
fourth down play.
Fourth and 5 from the 10-yard line. All right, shotgun formation is Strauss. Fields to his left, three receivers to your right. Strauss drops back the pass. He's got some time. He gets rid of it, and it's going to be batted down, incomplete.
So the Tigers failed to score. They weren't able to capitalize. They started this drive at the 35-yard line. They had the short field to their advantage. They had plenty of time, just could not get it across that goal line. And now they have to turn their attention to defense because, you know what, there's still 45 seconds on the clock. Don't be surprised to see the Pioneers come out here flinging the football.
Well, and they just did that on their last play,
Again, we invite you to stay tuned for the halftime show. We'll have a scoring recap of this first half brought to you by Armbruster Motor Company, your GM dealer in Fall City.
All right,
Pioneers come over the ball. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Pioneers break the huddle, first and 10 from their own 16. All right, Nelson will be in a shotgun formation, posting to his right. And we're going to have a whistle stoppage. We've got a timeout for Top Ball City. All right, we'll send it back to Aaron Wisdom in the studio. You're listening to High School Football on AM 1230.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years' experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
You're listening to KTNC, AM 1230, and 107.1 FM.
45 seconds left on the score clock here at Jug Brown Stadium in the first half. Our score tied at 14-all. The Pioneers have just held on fourth down at their own 16-yard line. Now Nebraska City has the ball 84 yards away from pay dirt and 45 seconds to work with to try and get there with a tie football game.
All right. Pioneers break the timeout. They come off from the far sideline. Again, Nelson is your quarterback, posting. No, not posting back there with him. This time it's Grubbs. Two receivers to your left, two receivers to your right. Nelson takes the snap, and it's almost tipped by Nelson, or Fields. And Poston catches it, and he moves up fast to about the 35-yard line, and he's nice play by the Pioneers.
Big John Craig, 95 pounds.
Big John.
95, ran him down from behind and got the stop.
Hurry up, offense now by the Pioneers, first and 10. Nelson in on the he's been scrambling, he's just going to throw it away and go out of bounds.
He'll get away with it this time because he had a receiver up here in the area. Great pressure being applied by the Tiger defense. Incomplete pass stops the clock with 28 seconds to go.
The Tiger coaching staff running a flag.
Did we have a flag? They're talking about it.
I can't see it on the field. Unless it's covered up by the Tiger sideline.
Tiger coaches were wanting a intentional grounding and no flag.
No flag. They're waving it off. All right, so second down and 10 now from the 36-yard line. 28 seconds left. The score is tied here in the second quarter. And maybe somebody took a timeout. Yes, Pioneers took a timeout. So with that, a 30-second break, we'll send it back to Aaron in the studio to listen to high school football on AM 1230, FM 107.1.
Marlin City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Marlin City Supply.
Farman City Supply, Route 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
As we near the top of the hour, this is KTNC Falls City, Nebraska, AM 1230 FM 107.1.
All right, clock at 28 seconds here in the second quarter, tied at 14. Second down to 10 now for the Pioneers. They got the ball on their own 36-yard line. Nelson in the shotgun formation, posting to his right, two receivers to the left, two receivers to the right. Snap is away, Nelson dropping back, a little bit of time, and he gets rid of it, and the pass is caught around the 50-yard line, moving up to the 40, down the sideline, it's the 30, the 20, and Braden Thompson is going to go in for the touchdown.
That will be a 70-yard touchdown pass to Brady Thompson.
All right, 16 seconds left here in the second quarter. The Pioneers strike on a long pass play to go up 20-14. All right, they set up for the PAT. All right, again, your kicker is Eddie Gonzalez. The holder is Austin Sterling. And the Pioneers taking their time here. Now they get set. Snap down. The ball is down. The kick is up. And it is good. Pioneers take a 7-point lead, 21-14, with 16 seconds left. We'll send them back to the studio. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC, MSCSports.net.
He's on the 30, he's on the 20, he's on the 10, it's a touchdown!
There's nothing like football. The lights, the cheers of the crowd, and getting a chance to see our local athletes and kids give it all they've got. Come to a game. Support our local schools. Frontier Bank. Good with money. We're an equal housing lender. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank. Fall City and Stella.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Jud Brown Stadium. This scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Fall City. See Jake and Tasha in Auburn or Weston in Fall City.
It took the Pioneers just three plays to go 84 yards, capped with a 70-yard touchdown pass, MJ Nelson to Braden Thompson. Eddie Gonzalez added the extra. Pioneers go up 21-14, 16 seconds left to play here in the first half.
All right, Gonzalez set to kick off for the Pioneers from the 40. Robert Gilkerson set to receive around the 8. The kick is away. It's going to be squibbed to the left side and go out of bounds at around the 24-yard line.
Well, no time went off the clock. That means they have.
Yep.
Tigers have some options here. Let's see what they want to do.
All right, so the referee talking it over with Coach Fritz, asking him what he wants done.
Had a lot of fun a week ago with six-man football.
Oh, yeah, that would
be. All the little intricacies, the different scoring methods, and had a lot of fun. The folks up at Sterling, along with the Pawnee City athletes, put on quite a show for us last week. My first six-man broadcast in all these years. I've never done a six-man game. Lots of fun.
So the penalty against the Pioneers. All right, 10-yard penalty. So the Tigers will have the ball first and 10 on their own 35-yard line.
Brent needs to pick his flag up here. Still laying on the
clock has 16 seconds left in the second quarter. Pioneers lead 21-14. All right, so now the officials get their laundry picked up. Strauss, quarterback, shotgun formation. Thomas Fields to his right. You got three receivers to the right, one to your left. Referees blow the whistle. We can start now. Snap is away to give to Fields. Fields is moving to your left side, and he's going to get back to the line of scrimmage.
Not sure Paul said he's going to try and do much with this. I think they're just going to let
5 seconds left here in the second quarter, and the Tigers are just going to let the clock run down to halftime.
At the half, the Nebraska City Pioneers leading the Paul City Tigers 21-14. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back with the Armbruster Motor Company halftime show right here on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City for local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL P&C Group Direct Written Premium.
Autumn is upon us, and that means Breast Cancer Awareness Month is here. Breast cancer is among the most curable forms of cancer, and the 5-year survival rate is 100% when discovered in its very early stage. This is a reminder to do something good for yourself and your loved ones. Schedule your mammogram today. At Community Medical Center Fall City, we are here for you. Let's take action together to learn about knowing your body and early detection to beat this disease. CMC, serving others, caring with compassion, and making a difference.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it, and you'll agree. Lynn's Country Beef's quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders to quarters and sides of Lynn's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Lynn's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
4-2-3.
Welcome back to Judd Brown Stadium. The halftime game stats brought to you by your scoring sponsor, Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City. Since 1951, more than you expected for less than you imagined. Armbruster Motor Company at 307 West 15th Street in Falls City. I'm going to run down the scoring plays here as Mr. Gattula was down on the field getting another great acknowledgement. With 8:25 in the first quarter, 56-yard run by Baylor Poston. Capped a three-play, 67-yard drive. Gonzalez for the kick. Nebraska City 7, Falls City 0. With 4:51 left in the first quarter, on a two-point safety, Nolte and Fields sacking Nelson in the end zone makes it 2-7. 1:28 left in the first quarter, a two-yard run by Jackson Strauss. All right, on quarterback keeper, 7 plays, 46 yards. The two-point conversion failed, 8-7, Tigers. In the second quarter, 6:07 left, a 27-yard run by Thomas Fields. 8 plays, 59 yards. The two-point conversion failed, 14-7, Tigers. With 4:32 left in the second quarter, a 46-yard pass from MJ Nelson to Braden Thompson. 5 plays, 50 yards, and the kick was good by Gonzalez to tie it at 14. With 16 seconds left in the half, 70-yard pass from Nelson to Thompson. 3 plays, 84 yards. Gonzalez kick was good to make it 21-14, Pioneers. So that is our score at halftime. Nebraska City Pioneers 21, Falls City Tigers 14. We'll send it back to Aaron in the studio for 2 minutes and some weather.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah?
Wow!
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Fall harvest is here. Do you have corn or beans to sell? Being locally owned and operated with facilities in Dawson, Salem, and Falls City, Salem Grain offers competitive prices and grain storage at all three locations. Call Salem Grain Company at 402-245-5373 for all your grain merchandising needs. Locally owned and operated, serving Southeast Nebraska and Northeast Kansas for over 45 years.
Do you always dream about owning your first house, or car, or business, but you also have nightmares? Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance and Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Falls City.
This is your good time oldie station, KTNC, Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Derek Dolman. Lots of sunshine expected across the region for this afternoon. We'll see a high in the lower 60s. Tonight, lows bottom up to a chilly 37 under clear skies. And then for your Saturday, areas of frost can't be ruled out early, otherwise sunshine, high temperatures at around 65. On Saturday night, 40 for the low, clear skies expected, and then as we head into your Sunday, we'll look for plenty of sunshine with a high near 73. On Sunday night, clear skies, lows bottom up to around 46, turning mostly sunny for the start of the work week on Monday, and a high temperature back in the lower 70s. For Monday night, we'll look for just a few passing clouds, lows cool off to around 51 with ample sunshine for your Tuesday, and a high temperature at around 74. That's your latest weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, 52.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Financing is probably the last thing farmers want to think about when they finish harvesting that last bit of crop. But you are in luck. The local ag experts at F&M Bank are here to make it easy. You can prop your feet up while the F&M Bank ag lender sets your operation up for success. Come see Derek, Alex, or Rod at F&M Bank for your farm financing needs. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus.
Mom, I got the job! I got the job!
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Jug Brown Stadium. It's halftime. The Nebraska City Pioneers leading the Fall City Tigers 21-14. And I suppose, Troy, it would be dereliction of duty if I did not acknowledge. Troy, I just had the pleasure of being invited down onto the field at halftime and presented a Distinguished Service Award for 50 years from Fall City Public Schools, and it's a very second night in a row, a very emotional and humbling thing here for me. We've been doing this play-by-play a lot of years. This is season 50, and it all started with KTNC here in Fall City a long, long time ago, and thousands of games ago, and so all I can say is thank you so much to Don Hoag and all the administrators and the staff here at Fall City High. I'll tell you what, nobody's had more fun during those 50 years than I have, no doubt about it. But a neat little plaque, and it was certainly an honor to be called out there, especially on the heels of last night over at Dillon. Are they trying to tell me something here, Troy? Anyway, it's halftime, 21-14, your halftime score, Pioneers lead it. We still don't have an update from Oregon, Missouri, as South Hold is hosting Rockport. That game being heard live tonight over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3, waiting for an update from John Nixon on that one. Do want to remind you that we'll have Tiger football on again next Friday night from here at Jug Brown Stadium when Fall City will be hosting the Auburn Bulldogs, 7 o'clock kickoff. I believe Tom Bartek is going to join me for that one. Troy, you're going to be traveling to Rockport for the Mountain City Panthers and the Rockport Blue Jays. You'll be working along with John Nixon over on Sunny 101.3. I'll be right back here on KTNC. And then don't forget, Thursday night of next week, the eight-man playoff begin. And we've got two teams that we'll be looking at, Johnson Brock and Fall City Sacred Heart. I would suspect the Sacred Heart game will end up on KTNC and the Johnson Brock game on Sunny 101.3. We just don't know times, locations.
Right.
We don't even know opponents yet. So how can we know who the announcers are yet? All we know is John and I are going to team up with a couple of other guys.
Yep.
And we're going to have coverage.
We'll be on the air.
Yeah, we'll have coverage for you of both Johnson Brock and Sacred Heart. That'll be Thursday night, and then Friday night high school football, the last regular season games. So we'll have football again Thursday and Friday, both nights again next week. We're going to step aside for another two-minute timeout. The halftime score here at Jud Brown Stadium, Nebraska City 21 and Fall City 14. Back in 2 minutes on KTNC.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years' experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best friends in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you.
Marmon City Supply, Route 73 Highway in Falls City.
Generations of family working together on the same piece of land. It's a tradition around here. On a farm or ranch, everyone has their chores to do. The whole family contributes. It's a hard life, but it's a good life, too. Agriculture is America's largest family business. We're proud to be a part of it. Together we grow. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank. Fall City and Stella.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
DJ Kirtasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL P&C Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Jud Brown Stadium. It's halftime. The Nebraska City Pioneers lead City Tigers 21-14, our halftime score. Well, it's been a busy week here. Pioneer Conference Volleyball taking place this week. We had Pioneer Conference Volleyball Monday night and Tuesday night. I went over and watched the girls in Lewiston on Monday. Tuesday, I came down to Sacred Heart, and now, tomorrow afternoon, after the Husker game, Huskers kick off at 11. I believe the consolation game is played at Sacred Heart. That's going to be at 3 o'clock. The championship scheduled for 5 o'clock. I know the championship is Sacred Heart and Bill Rodell, and I believe it's Lords and Johnson Brock in the consolation game. That will be played at 3 o'clock, so we encourage you to turn out and support the young ladies. We have a lot of fun with those girls taking pictures of them. They're so appreciative. But the thing about those kids, they're pretty good athletes, and they look pretty doing it. So we have a lot of fun photographing the girls and sharing those pictures with them. All part of the fun of high school sports. And it's been a busy week with that tournament. And then football on Thursday night, Friday night, Nebraska football tomorrow. We'll have that pregame show begins at 9 a.m., kickoff set for 11 o'clock. I believe that's televised on ESPN2 tomorrow. Is where it's going to be televised if you want to watch it. So, the Huskers, what can you say about the Huskers, Troy?
Yeah.
Oh, so close there. 13 points separating them and three top-ranked teams in 3 weeks. They lost to three ranked teams by 13 points. So,
yeah.
Got to be the best 3-4 team in the country.
By far.
Without a doubt. So.
I got an update from over across the river from, not from Mr. Nixon, but I listened to him. So 28-14 Rockport at halftime.
That's what John would probably tell you. You want to know the score?
Listen. So I followed your instructions. I went to the website. I went
all
to
right.
listen.
And
to
it
my...
worked.
And it worked.
All right. All right. As we get set to move into the third quarter here, the Tigers will be kicking the football away to Nebraska City. Ball is teed up at the 40-yard line. Pioneers will have the first possession. Let's see who we've got. Back deep way down there by Hiawatha. The deep man is going to be Baylor Postin. He's waiting down there at the 5-yard line for this kick. It's going to be a short kick that bounds at the 30. Going to be falling on at the 29-yard line. That's where the Pioneers will start this drive. First and 10 at the 39. Getting on the football and covering up there for the Pioneers was Jaden Bourne. Bourne is a 145-pound junior. man there, and he did what he's trained to do, get on the football. So now, the Pioneers will begin this drive, first and 10. They'll work from their own, and they're going to give him the 30. He got a really good smile on that one. In the 30-yard line, first and 10. Quarterback is M.J. Nelson, as he has been throughout the whole first half. He'll go two wide outs to the right, one wide to the left, slot man sets to the left. I believe that's probably Poston back there in the backfield in the shotgun formation. Back to pass. Nelson, pressure coming. Dumps it up, gives the pass complete. Out across the 30, 35, out to the 40, across the 40, at the 45, spinning around, and finally taken down is Baylor Poston. Good job of running the football after he made the catch.
And he broke about three or four tackles. McAfee tried to shove him out of bounds over there. And finally, I think John Craig tackled him.
Whole bunch of yaks. I like that term. Yards after catch.
Yeah.
Here we go, first and 10. Back to pass. Hit in the backfield. Drop for a loss of the play is M.J. Nelson. Who got him?
Nolte. Jaden Nolte in on the tackle. A sack for the Tigers.
Big, strong grip. Just reached out with one hand, grabbed the quarterback, and would not let go. Dropped him all the way back to the 41-yard line. Loss of 9 on the play. Second down, 19 yards to go. M.J. Nelson takes the snap. Hands the ball off to Poston. Poston running off to the right. Gets dropped short of the 45 near the 44-yard line.
I think that's Tate Wilcox in on the tackle on the far side.
Yeah. Spot the ball now at the 45-yard line on the far side hash mark. Right side of the field to the left. Pioneers go south to north from our right to left. M.J. Nelson back to pass. Rolling left. Pressure coming. Chased him down. Has a receiver. Pass is complete. Making the catch at the 38-yard line is Brayton Thompson. But you know what? He's 2 yards short of the first down.
Wyatt Oberding in on the coverage there along with Strauss.
Third down and manageable after that big catch. The ball was spotted at the 48-yard line. Fourth down and 2. They're going to go after it. M.J. Nelson on fourth and 2. Two wide outs to the right. Nelson drops straight back to pass. Now rolling right. Here comes the pressure to chase him. Nelson will run the football upfield. Has the first down, 35-30, 25, at the 20, down to 15, to 10, to 5. He'll take it all the way for the touchdown. That will be a 43. Yes, it was. 43-yard touchdown run by M.J. Nelson from 43 yards out. Well, he found some running room over there.
Yes, he did.
And once M.J. got up ahead of steam, nobody could catch him. Nelson on the run. Now we'll try Gonzalez for the kick here. Score coming with 10:18 to play here in the third quarter. Eddie Gonzalez to try and kick the conversion, waiting for the snap from center. There's the snap. The ball is spotted. The kick is...
Say, somebody moved a little early on the white shirt.
Blew it dead. Going to be a procedure penalty on the Pioneers. That will back them up 5 yards, and now the extra point suddenly turns into a 25-yard field goal.
Yeah.
Well, let's see what happens here. Plays in yards on that one, Troy.
All right, Doors. Started on their own 30, so 70 yards and 4 plays.
All right, let's try it again. The ball will be spotted at the 15. Gonzalez kick. He's got plenty of length, and the kick is good. Score goes 28-14 with 10:18 to play in the third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Autumn is upon us, and that means Breast Cancer Awareness Month is here. Breast cancer is among the most curable forms of cancer, and the 5-year survival rate is 100% when discovered in its very early stage. This is a reminder to do something good for yourself and your loved ones. Schedule your mammogram today. At Community Medical Center Falls City, we are here for you. Let's take action together to learn about knowing your body and early detection to beat this disease. CMC, serving others, caring with compassion, and making a difference.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Jeff Brown Stadium here. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Falls City. See Jake and Tasha in Auburn or Weston in Falls City.
For the Pioneers, a quick 4-play, 70-yard drive. M.J. Nelson scoring on a 43-yard touchdown run. Gonzalez kicked the conversion, 28-14. Pioneers up by 2 touchdowns, 10:18 to play here in the third quarter. Here's the onside kick once again. Short man chases after it. The ball is going to go out of bounds on the far sideline near the 38-yard line. Tigers will take the ball.
All right, Wyatt Oberding in on the coverage over there on the far side.
and you had to get it just before it went out of bounds because the Pioneers were coming up to get on it.
So the football will be spotted at the 38-yard line of the Fall City Tigers, and that's where the Tigers will take possession. Pretty important drive here because
right now
the Pioneers have kind of taken the momentum away.
Yep.
Jackson Strauss is your quarterback. Thomas Fields sets back there with him. Trips to the right, the wide receivers. And the ball to Fields up the middle. Oh, he's got some running room. Fields crashes through. Close to the first down. He's out near the 48-yard line. Might have first down yardage. Believe he does. Got 10.5 yards on the carry.
Like a tackle there by Tristan Kingery.
With the ball at the 49-yard line, left side hash mark. Tigers move north to south, left to right here at Chuck Brown Stadium. We set high atop the 40-yard line here in this brand-new press box. Well, brand-new vice chair.
Brand-new to you.
New to me. Jackson Strauss takes the snap. Fumble on the football. Ball is still loose, and now the Tigers recover it. I thought there was over three or four guys on the ball back at the 49. The ball squirted out of their forward, and the Tigers fell on it midfield at the 50-yard line.
Moved it forward.
Yeah. Clock continues to run here. Second down, a gain of 2 on the fumble. Second down and 8 yards to go. The ball on the 50-yard line, left side hash mark. That was an adventure.
Yeah.
Strauss, with Fields set next to him, to his right, trips to the right. One wide out to the left side. Strauss takes a snap, keeps it himself, runs to the right, tries to turn the corner, broken tackle at the 45, inside the 45, down near the 42-yard line. He'll be just short of first down yardage. It'll bring up third down and short.
Steckenholz in on the tackle for the Pioneers.
My name is Randy Gatula. That's Troy Nelson sitting over there. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast as much as Troy and I enjoy sharing it with you. Beautiful night for high school football here at Judd Brown Stadium in Fall City. Here come the Tigers. Strauss again with trips right. This time, Thomas Fields, the 215-pound senior running back, sets to his left. They give it to Fields. Fields crashes forward inside the 40 for first down yardage. Picks it up easy for the yards to spare.
Again, Steckenholz doing his job on the defensive line, getting the tackle.
You know, Troy, the Tigers are moving this football. They can move the football. Thomas Fields has had a great night running the ball against this Pioneer defense. Couple of big plays here enabled the Pioneers to get up by a couple of scores, but Fall City has proven they can move the ball. All right, Tigers over the ball once again. Same formation. Fields back there with Strauss in motion.
Up
comes Race Farmer. What do we got?
Illegal motion on the Tigers, probably. Too many people moving.
Yeah, illegal procedure against Fall City. That'll cost them 5 yards. Isaac Frederick was split wide out to the left that time. They had trips to the right. One of them was Race Farmer. He came in motion from right to left. Now we got Tate Wilcox in there as a receiver. Strauss will be the quarterback. Frederick goes wide left. Isaac Frederick. Fields and Strauss in the gun. Waiting for the snap from center. Pioneers jumping all around in there, and we got flags thrown again. And again, it's going to be a procedure penalty on the Tigers. Apparently, when they jump in there defensively from the Pioneers, the Tigers are reacting, and all you have to do is flinch. And it's illegal procedure. So the Pioneers are what's causing this to happen here.
They're
jumping in and out on defense.
They're sending two linebackers up on the defensive blitz.
245-pound jumping guy jumping at me, I'm probably going to flinch too a little bit. You know? Hard to control that. Back-to-back penalties puts Fall City in a first down and 20 situation at the 49-yard line now of the Pioneers.
Now all right, we got blood time on Andrew Steckenholz. Referee's sending him off.
Okay. So we'll have a player leave to go get cleaned up, and a sub comes in to replace him. Here we go. First and 20 at the 49 of Nebraska City. Jackson Strauss in the shotgun has the snap. Here comes the rush. Strauss going to throw deep behind the receiver. Ball is caught at the 20-yard line. Great coverage, but a great catch down there. Making the reception was Isaac Frederick.
Yep.
Frederick had a defender right there with him. It looked all the world like Nebraska City might have an interception.
Yeah.
Frederick somehow reached up and took that ball out of the defender's hands and made the catch, puts the football to the 20-yard line on the left hash mark. First and 10, and here come the Tigers.
Chase Brown on the coverage for the Pioneers on that far side.
Great job by Frederick to make that reception at the 20. Strauss has the snap, gives to Fields. Fields inside the 20, at the 15, dives inside the 15. Looks like he's down near the 12 or 13-yard line. Another nice gain by Thomas Fields, and he's having a field day here running
field
the
field day. Posted in on the tackle for the Pioneers.
Gain of 8 on the carry for Thomas Fields. It'll bring up second down and 2 yards to go. The football at the 12-yard line between the hash marks. Second down and 2 at the 12. Tigers come up over the football. Strauss has the snap. Runs to his right, has room. He's inside the 5. Down near the 3 or the 4, obviously it will be a first down, first and goal. The football at about the 4-yard line. Now, the Tigers were down here before in the first half and came away empty-handed.
Posting in Grubbs in on the tackle for Nebraska City.
The big thing here is not to make a mistake.
Yep.
Ball was at the 4-yard line, first and goal. Tigers trail 28-14. Strauss calls the starting count. Snap the ball straight to Fields. Fields on the direct snap.
Touchdown.
Carries it in for the touchdown.
Fields takes it for the 4-yard touchdown run.
That will be a 4-yard touchdown carry by Thomas Fields on a direct snap right to him. And he just took the snap and went in behind guard and tackle on the left side and took it in. Score coming with 6 minutes and 28 seconds to play here in the third quarter. And now they'll line up and go for 2. Try for the 2-point conversion. There's the snap. Running to his right with the football is Strauss. Strauss is going to be hit and dropped short. Conversion attempt fails. And the score now stands 28-20. Nebraska City on top. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Dan's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage, Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Jug Brown Stadium, Thomas Memorial Field. It's the scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Falls City. See Jake and Tasha or Weston.
That scoring drive for the Tigers took 8 plays to cover 62 yards. Thomas Fields capped it off with a 4-yard touchdown run. The conversion attempt failed, but the Tigers were back within 8 at 28-20. 6 minutes, 28 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. So now the Tigers tee the football up at the 40-yard line, getting set to kick it away.
Gannon Ogden.
Let's see who we got back deep here. They're going to kick it. The up man is going to chase it down. Now it's going to be picked up. And
Ball
City with the football at the 25-yard line.
Tate Wilcox.
I don't know what the Pioneer return men were thinking. It was kind of one of those things, I got it, no, you take it, no, I got it.
Gannon Ogden doing a great job putting that ball right down at about the 35-yard line. It bounced to the 30, and he had 3 guys come up, and they fought over it.
While the Pioneers were debating over who was going to cover the football, Tate Wilcox dove in and said, I'll take it, thank you.
Yes.
That's the break the Tigers needed. Here we go. First and 10, Falls City at the 25-yard line. Tigers down by 8, 28-20, 6:27 to go here in the third quarter. Jackson Strauss, people jumping around
there
on the left side. Not sure if the Pioneers came across or if they were drawn. Let's see. Offside, Nebraska City. Boy, another big break. Not only do you get the ball deep in their territory, but now you get it first and 5 at the 20. Remember, this drive started at the 25.
25, I got it.
Wilcox with the recovery of the kickoff. Here we go. Jackson Strauss. Fields on his left hip in the shotgun formation. As Strauss calls his cadence, he gives to Fields. Fields runs to the right, up the middle, powerful running. Looks like he's got the ball down near first down yardage. He's at the 15-yard line, very close to a first down. Yes, it is. First and 10 from just inside the 15, Brett.
Thompson and Bailey in on the tackle for Nebraska City.
Tigers threatening. Wide receiver Frederick goes wide left, trips to the right. Fields with a gain of about 10 yards there. Just running tough. It looks to me right now like the Tiger offensive line is getting the job done.
Yeah, and Fields is not going to be denied.
Fields runs
doing,
tough, but he's not getting that by himself.
No.
There's some holes
right
there. Ball was at the 3-yard line, first and goal. Fields, that's next to Strauss. Strauss, he'll run it himself. Strauss, near the goal line, tries to roll in there. And, boy, they've got to stop him at about the 1-foot line. It looked like he rolled over the top of the defender into the end zone. They're going to say the forward progress was stopped at about the 1-foot line. Second down and goal inside the 1. It'll be a 1-yard run officially, but it's inside the 1, well short of a yard. Trips right, Frederick wide left, same formation. Strauss in the gun, Fields next to him. Waiting for the snap, Strauss has it. He runs into the end zone for the touchdown. 1 yard, touchdown run.
Tiger touchdown.
By Jackson Strauss for the TD. That pushes our score now to 28-26. Tigers will go for 2 to try and tie it here. This score came with 5 minutes and 10 seconds to play in the third quarter. Here we go. All-important two-point conversion. Haven't been having a lot of luck with these. Gives it off to Fields into the middle. Fields running
got
in there.
It.
He got it.
Woo!
Fields carries in for the two-point run. And the game is tied at 28 with 5:10 to go here in the third. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Fall City Tigers football on KTNC.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbruster's got the extra mile.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Falls City, the scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Jake and Tosh in Auburn and Weston in Falls City.
Well, after the kickoff recovery by Tate Wilcox at the 25-yard line, it took the Tigers just 4 plays to go 25 yards. Jackson Strauss on a quarterback keeper from 1 yard out. Fields carried in for the two-point conversion. We're tied at 28 all with 5:10 to go here in the third quarter. Here's the ensuing kickoff. Another short one. You better believe they'll get on it this time.
Yeah.
And just, right now he's going to run with the football out to the right. Thought he was going to take a knee for a minute after that mishap last time, but coverage is down there. They drop him inside the 35-yard line, and now the Tigers need another defensive stop here after battling back from a 28-14 deficit to tie things up at 28-all. Ball is going to be marked inside the 35 at the 34-yard line. It'll be first and 10 there for the Pioneers. Your quarterback, as he has been all evening, is M.J. Nelson. Nelson, 175-pound senior signal caller. I want to say hello and a big welcome to all of our listeners in the Nebraska City area. Pioneer fans, if you found us on MSCSports.net, hope you're enjoying the broadcast. We got a dandy going here. Glad to have you tuned in tonight with us here on KTNC. M.J. Nelson, hands under center, backs in the I formation. Grubbs is the fullback, posting in the top of the I. Back to pass, Nelson, rolling to his left. He'll run with the football, and he'll get down the sideline, be stepped out of bounds across the 40, short of the first down yardage after a gain of about 7.
Tate Wilcox coming up from his defensive back position to kind of shut him out of bounds. It wasn't much of a shove. I think he just tiptoed on out of bounds.
You notice when we call Tate Wilcox's name, it's something big.
Yes.
He seems to be around the football, making things happen tonight for the Tigers. All right, M.J. Nelson, again, back set of the I formation. Post and dots the I. Back to pass, Nelson. Into the backfield. Dumps it off. Got rid of the ball. Pass is going to be complete to Thompson. Braden Thompson wrapped up right at about the line of scrimmage and dropped near the 40-yard line. He might have even lost a yard or so back to the 40.
Strauss hitting him first and holding on down low, waiting for some help from about 3 other black jerseys.
Yeah, the hits just kept coming. Thompson spinning around trying to get away. Lost back to the 40-yard line. Loss of a yard. Third down and four now at their own 40 for the Pioneers. Michael Nelson has the snap. Pitches the option out to his trailing back. Post it. Turns the corner. First down yardage across the 45. Near midfield to the 50. And now a flag comes in. A late flag as Baylor Poston was taken out of bounds at midfield. Let's see
we're
going to
get a late
be.
Hit here. Tigers are going to get called for a late hit out of bounds.
Well, that's an unfortunate mistake.
Face mask.
Yeah, a face mask. I didn't think it was late, but they got
I didn't think it was either, but
got their fingers into the face mask, so that'll be a penalty here against the Tigers. That happened as he was being tackled at the 50-yard line. It'll be first and 10 now for the Pioneers with the football spot at the 45-yard line of the Fall City Tigers. Clock down to 4:12 to go here in the third quarter. Wide receiver to the left side of the field. In the backfield sets M.J. Nelson in the shotgun. Nelson rolls right. Now pitches the ball back to his trailing back. Post it. Upfield to the 40. He'll be dropped after a gain of about five on the carry.
Looks like Race Farmer coming up for the tackle.
Number three, Race Farmer. Farmer makes a stop at the 40-yard line. It'll bring up second down and 5 yards to go for the Pioneers. The ball is on the east side hash mark. The right side of the field is to the Pioneers' left. They're moving south to north, right to left here, in front of the press box at Judd Brown Stadium. M.J. Nelson. Backs in the I formation. He's under center this time. Has the snap. Nelson gives off to Poston. Poston running to the right. Has the first down. Gets it inside the 35. Down near the 30. And finally taken out of bounds on the far sideline. Just outside the 30-yard line. It'll be a first and 10 for the Pioneers.
Looks like Isaac Frederick.
Mentioned all of our friends listening in the Nebraska City area. Kind of fun to call Pioneer football. We did their game for a lot of years back on KNCY in Nebraska City, reminiscing a little bit. 97.7 FM, worked with old Warren Copenhaver way back. We're talking 40 years ago.
Way back.
About 40 years ago. First and 10, Pioneers. Poston with the football, comes to the left. He's at the 25, the 20, turns the corner, the 15. Dragged down around the 12-yard line goes Baylor Poston. He's quite the running back, about a 65-pound junior.
Frederick and Oberding in on the tackle for the Tigers.
I still called some football games when the football field was still down at Hayward Elementary. It was called Hayward Field. That was before we moved out to Pioneer Field. Now that goes back a little ways. Football is spotted at the 12 of the Tigers. First and 10, Nebraska City. M.J. Nelson, I formation behind him. Poston the I back, Rubs is the fullback. Nelson has the snap, gives to Poston, running off the right side, has some room on his feet inside the 5, down near the 2 or the 3. Boy, the Tigers having a hard time finding an answer for Baylor Poston. One of the Tigers a little bit slow getting up there. I'm not sure if they maybe have to bring in a sub for him here. 2 minutes and 10 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Ball is spotted at the 3. That's where they mark it. Second down and a yard to go. As Nelson puts him in the I formation on second and 1 at the 3. Hands under center is Nelson. He takes a snap. Gives to Poston right up the middle. He'll go in standing up for the touchdown. And that will go as a 3-yard touchdown run by Poston as he takes it in for the TD. The score comes with a minute and 51 seconds to play, still in the third quarter. Eddie Gonzalez in to try and kick the conversion here. Score stands at 34-28 right now. They're going to have to hurry another player onto the field. Oh, the holder wasn't here. Yeah, you
got that's not good.
If you're the holder, how do you forget that? We'll find out. Eddie Gonzalez says it'd be nice to have somebody here to hold the ball. Ball is down. The kick is up. Gonzalez gets the kick away, and the kick is good. And our score now goes Nebraska City 35, Fall City 28. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property. And can also assist you with buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Falls City, Nebraska. This coin recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Falls City and Auburn.
Well, the Pioneers ran 9 plays, covered 66 yards. A 4-yard touchdown carry by Baylor Poston. Game with 1:51 to play in the third quarter. Eddie Gonzalez kicked the extra. 35-28, Nebraska City back up by 7 as the Pioneers get set to kick it away. Deep man back is going to be, is it Frederick back there?
Nope, Gilkerson.
Gilkerson is back. Oh, onside kick. Shot loose for a minute, but the Tigers very alertly got on the football at the 49-yard line.
Cameron Schramm.
Pioneers are still willing to give up that field position.
They are.
And they have been all night long willing to give up that field position by trying the onside kick, and the Tigers have answered the bell every time. Ball City's going to begin this drive just shy of midfield at their own 49-yard line, first and 10. A minute 48 seconds to play, third quarter. 7-point ball game here, 35-28. This thing has certainly unfolded differently than I expected.
Yep.
Jackson Strauss hands the ball off to Thomas Fields, who runs to the right. He'll get about 2 yards and get the ball back down to the 49-yard line of Nebraska City. Gain of 2 to bring up second down and 8.
Stukenholz and Grubb.
Nebraska City coaching staff right next door to us. They were very pleased with the defensive efforts there. Anytime you hold Thomas Fields to 2 right now, you got to be feeling pretty good about it. He's been having a lot of success at the 49-yard line of Nebraska City. Second down and 8. Strauss calls his cadence. Strauss will keep the football and roll to his left. And he's going to be hit and dropped for a loss at the 50-yard line. He'll lose a yard, and it's going to bring up third down and about 9.5, 10 yards to go. Getting up slow that time was M.J. Nelson.
Yeah,
he's trying to run it off. He's a little bit hobbled as he goes to the sideline. Nelson goes kind of limping off to the side. He's a defensive cornerback on the right side. More importantly, their quarterback on offense.
Yes.
All right, trips right, third down and 9 at the 50-yard line for Jackson Strauss in the shotgun. Strauss has the snap. Here comes the pressure. Throws the ball deep. There's a receiver there, and the pass is going to be incomplete down near the 20-yard line. Had it in his mitts. Defenders all around. Pretty well played defensively,
yeah.
And the pass falls incomplete. It'll bring up fourth down and 10 now at the 50-yard line, and the Tigers, with 34 seconds to play in the third quarter, down by 7, 35-28, will most likely have to punt the ball away here. That's a new twist we haven't had before, a spotlight from across the way here. Folks, if you've got your radio on in the press box across from us, that light's awfully bright shining into us here. All right. Fourth down, 9 yards to go. Punting situation. Tigers punt the ball away. Ball bounces the 20, inside the 20. It's going to be picked up at the 12. They're going to try and return it out to the 15, coming to his left. Out across the 20, still on his feet. 25, 30, 35, 40. Down the sideline at the 50. One man to beat. At the 30, at the 20, the 10, the 5. Touchdown. Pick the ball up at the 12-yard line. An 88-yard return of the punt. 88-yard punt return. Who was the return man? Nelson?
Nelson.
That's what I thought. M.J. Nelson. So apparently,
he's okay.
Ankle's okay. M.J. Nelson, 88 yards. What a backbreaker for the Tigers. The score came with 11 seconds to play here in the third quarter. And now Eddie Gonzalez comes on again to kick the extra. Holding, as he has been all night, is Austin Sterling. Ball is down.
Now
the snap. Austin Sterling's going to throw it into the end zone for the 2-point conversion. The pass is complete. Try and pick up who caught that over there in the corner.
11.
Thompson. Well, the score now goes 43-28. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the triple play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Jed Brown Stadium. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. CJ Kintosha in Auburn or Weston in Fall City?
It was MJ Nelson with an 88-yard punt return for the touchdown. The two-point conversion pass was complete to Braden Thompson. And just like that, Nebraska City has jumped out to a 43-28 lead with just 11 seconds left to play here in the third quarter. Pioneers getting set to kick it away. Gilkerson back deep to return it. He'll wait at his own 12-yard line. Well, they can do it. Maybe we can do it. Let's have a big kickoff return here. 11 seconds to go. Set to come forward and kick it away is Eddie Gonzalez for the Pioneers. Another onside short kick over here. Ball is going to be fielded quickly and then being tackled. They're trying to strip the ball away. Tigers did a good job of holding on to the football. They were more interested in ripping the ball away than they were in making the tackle. Who fielded that?
Cameron Schramm.
That was Schramm, 185-pound senior, heads up football. He just secured the ball and held on to it. So, 9 seconds of play here in the quarter. It'll be first and 10. Tigers working from their own 43-yard line, trailing now 43-28. But you know what? The Tigers have been in this puppy all night long.
Yeah. They battled back every time.
Here we go. Jackson Strauss is your quarterback. Thomas Fields is the running back. Three receivers to the right side of the field. Strauss in the backfield is hit. He'll be hit at the line of scrimmage and driven back. No gain on the play. Maybe lost a half a yard to bring up second down and long. Time will expire. There's the end of the third quarter. 43-38. Pioneers lead it. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to Fall City Tigers football on KTNC.
Fall harvest is here. Do you have corn or beans to sell? Being locally owned and operated with facilities in Dawson, Salem, and Fall City, Salem Grain offers competitive prices and grain storage at all three locations. Call Salem Grain Company at 402-245-5373 for all your grain merchandising needs. Locally owned and operated, serving Southeast Nebraska and Northeast Kansas for over 45 years.
You always dreamed about owning your first house, or car, or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Jug Brown Stadium. We move to the fourth and final quarter. Here with the play-by-play is Troy Nelson.
All right, Tigers have the ball, first and 10 over on the far sideline. Strauss gives to Fields. Fields is going to move it up for about 3 yards on that carry.
Down the bottom of the pile there for Nebraska City was Clay DeVall. DeVall got the tackle for the Pioneers.
Don't have any updates yet from Nixon across the river, but they're having phone problems over there, so.
Third and 9.
We did get that communication. 3rd and 9 now for the Tigers. Far sideline. Kiefer Adams brings the play in, and he'll be your receiver. Triplets out on the right side. Shotgun formation is Strauss. Fields to his left. Strauss dropping back to pass. He's going to let it fly. He's got Isaac down here, and Isaac's got it. Isaac Frederick catches the ball around the 20, but then he fumbles it, and the Pioneers pick it up, and they're going to have it on the 10-yard line.
Making the tackle on Isaac down there for Nebraska City was Baylor Poston. The ball came out, and then Poston dove on the football at the 11-yard line. Boy, talk about tough breaks here.
Isaac.
After a big catch all the way down the field for Isaac Frederick,
yep.
The ball gets out. They were going to be down here knocking at the door with all kinds of time left in the game, and now the turnover, Poston very alertly falls on the football, and the Pioneers will start this drive first and 10 at their own 11-yard line. And at this point, you got to have to say, if it wasn't for bad luck, there'd be no luck at all there.
Isaac Frederick did a great job there with that catch.
Yeah, what a heartbreak.
And Poston, you know,
his teammates are over here encouraging him right now.
They're doing what they need to do. They're trying to pick him back up. All right, Pioneers have the ball, first and 10 on their own 10, and they're going to be pushed back. He hit the line of scrimmage there. You're running back.
Jackson Strauss drove him out of bounds. Strauss over there, they're knocking him out. Ball carrier was Jaden Bournes.
Yeah, we got a new one in this time, Jaden Bournes. All right. MJ Nelson under center. Second and 10 now on his own 10. Dropping back the pass is Nelson. He's right at the goal line. He gets it away. It's going to be caught by Thompson. Thompson's going to get some running room down the right sideline. And he's going to get to the 40, to the 30, and 20. He's going to take it all the way. He cuts it back to midfield or in the center of the field. And I don't see any flags on the play. So
89-yard
pass from MJ Nelson to Braden Thompson. So 10:51 left in the fourth quarter. It is 49-28, Nebraska City. Nebraska City setting up for the PAT. You got Sterling, your holder. All right, and Eddie Gonzalez is your kicker. Looks like Tristan Kingery is your long snapper, so he stays in. They're waiting. Snap is away, ball's down, the kick is up, and we have whistles before the kick. All right, let's see what this flag is on.
That's where
the Pioneers.
That score sheet is full, as Paul Harvey used to say, page two.
Page two. All right, back them up five. Again, they already had this happen earlier in the game.
You know, and Charles
is doing a good job making them from back there, too.
How many of our listeners are going, who's Paul Harvey?
Yeah. All right, ball's now spotted at the 15-yard line.
Oh, he's had this happen before.
Yeah.
Still put it through.
Sterling, your holder. Gonzalez, the kicker. Snap is away, ball's down, the kick is up. And it splits the upright. The PAT is good. So 10:51 left in the game. Pioneers add to their lead 50-28. We'll send it back there and Wisdom in the studio. You're listening to high school football on AM 1230.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Jud Brown Stadium. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Fall City and Auburn.
Well, that was a quick one. One play, 89 yards, a pass from MJ Nelson to Braden Thompson after the fumble recovery at the 11. Eddie Gonzalez kicked the conversion, and suddenly it's 50-28 with 10:51 to play here in the fourth period.
Gonzalez set to kick off here, and I don't see Nelson up here to take the extra kick. They've kind of been switching things around, but I don't see him up here in his pink socks. But Gonzalez is lying straight up now on the ball.
He may kick it away this time.
Tate Wilcox set to receive it on the 15-yard line. Nope, he still pooches it. And I think Schramm over there on that side, but the ball gets away. And let's see who gets underneath of it or gets on top of it first. Looks like the Tigers have
around it. I think the Tigers got it back.
Looks like Robert Gilkerson got that one.
Man, that was dangerous. So there were two or three Pioneers within grabbing distance of that football. So now the Tigers down 50-28. They still have 10:47 left with which to work here. Tigers need to pull off a couple of big plays of their own here and get some offense rolling. They'll start this drive at the 43-yard line on the east hash mark. Tigers move from our right to left, from south to north here at Jud Brown Stadium.
All right, Tigers break the huddle. There's a ball spotted on the far sideline. So on the short side of the field, you got three receivers. On the left side, you got one. Shotgun formation is Strauss, and he's going to keep it and move to the right side. And he's going to move the pile forward maybe for about 3 yards.
Down on the bottom of that stack there, making the tackle, was Gavin Bailey, 245-pound junior, making the stop for the Pioneers. Clock is running, 10 minutes, 19 seconds to play in the ballgame, 50-28. Tigers trailing here in Falls City.
Wilcox brings the play in from the sideline. Strauss in shotgun formation, fields to his right, and give his to Thomas. Thomas is going to break one tackle and move it up to the right side and get about 2 yards on that before six white shirts move him backwards.
Yeah, the defense was waiting for him that time. There, the tackle was Tristan Kingery, first man to get to him, and then two or three other white jerseys joined in on the stop.
All right, third and two for the Tigers.
Next
all
week,
spotted at the 47.
Next week, Fall City Tigers host the Auburn Bulldogs, and you'll hear it live right here on KTNC.
Tigers break the huddle. Strauss in shotgun formation. Thomas to your right. Strauss is going to keep it, call his own number, and go to the right. And he might get close to this first down as his forward progress is stopped.
Take your pick on who got the tackle over there. There are three or four defenders in on it.
And they do give him the first down. So first down, Tigers. The ball spotted across midfield. Now we're in the Pioneer territory on the 46-yard line. Clock run with 9:20 left in the game. 50-28, Nebraska City.
That clock is Nebraska City's friend, though, right now.
All right, Strauss, shotgun formation. Triplets to your right. One man to your left. Fields now comes out of the backfield. And Strauss is going to throw it across the middle, and his ball is tipped around the 40-yard line. And the ball was tipped, so
A couple of Tiger receivers in the area. One of the defenders from Nebraska City tipped the ball at the 40-yard line. It went dangerously straight up in the air and was floating out there. Then a big collision. One of the receivers a little bit slow getting up here. He's going to leave the ball game. I think the receiver shaking up is Isaac Frederick.
Isaac, but he's walking. He's running off on his own power. All right, incomplete pass, second down and 10. Ball spotted at the 46-yard line in Nebraska City. Shotgun formation, Strauss. Gives to Thomas. Fields on the right side. Thomas is going to move it up for about 2 yards on that carry.
Now, the Pioneers have changed up their defensive approach on that front line. Fields was getting a lot of running room earlier in the ballgame, and now they're pinching in from the outside and coming in and getting to Fields before he makes contact in the center of the line. That time it was the defensive end on the right side that came around and wrapped him up before he reached the line of scrimmage.
Well, they got a nice lead, so they're going to take a lot of chances here and make the Tigers do something different. Wyatt Oberding bringing the play in from the sideline. Third down and 9 now for the Tigers. The ball spotted on the Pioneer 45-yard line. Ball spotted on the far hash. Triplets to the right on the short side. You're going to have two receivers to the left. Shotgun formation. Strauss in an empty backfield. And now we got a flag thrown. We got delay of game probably. Yep, delay a game against the Tigers.
It's happening with 8:12 to go in the ballgame. Our score, 50-28. Nebraska City leading Fall City here at Judd Brown Stadium.
Third down and 15 now for the Tigers.
Just past the top of the hour, you're in tune with KTNC, Fall City, Nebraska, 1230 AM, 107.1 FM.
All right, shotgun formation, empty backfield. Strauss drops back. He's got two white shirts coming at him, and they're going to drop him for a sack.
No place to go as Poston gets in to make the hit on him. Baylor Poston is not just a good offensive ball carrier. He's a good defensive stalwart here also.
Yeah. All right, so about 10 yards on that loss on the sack. So
boy, you're not having a real good series here, my friend.
Fourth down. Wow, what do you got? 25 maybe? All right, Tigers setting back to punt.
Back deep to return it is going to be Thulcock.
Not a good snap, but Strauss picks it up off the bounce, and he gets away a good one. Thulcock calls for a fair catch, and he's going to down it at about the 32-yard line.
Don't forget, next Thursday night, here on KTNC and on Sunny 101.3. It'll be eight-man playoff football featuring the Sacred Heart Irish and the Johnson Brock Eagles, not against each other, separate games. We hope to be able to cover both contests on our two radio signals, Sunny 101.3 and KTNC. That'll be Thursday. Could even be in the afternoon, possibly, depending on who the opponent is and where the games are played.
All right, Pioneers break the huddle. Nelson comes up under center. You got a receiver to your left, one to your right, two backs in the I formation, and Nelson's going to keep it. And he's brought down for a loss.
Who got him? Won't turn him. Let me see him here. So I guess
Stephen Fields.
Yeah, that was
and then Nelson brought down
Fields.
Stephen Fields.
Yeah, Stephen Fields got him. At the 28 is where he made the tackle. So that was a good defensive effort there. But
great.
The problem is now the clock is nearing the 7-minute mark with a 50-28 ball game.
All right, second down and 12 now for the Pioneers. Again, Nelson taking his time, coming up under center. Grubbs and Poston. Nope. Grubbs. And we got a different running back there. Bournes. Grubbs and Bournes. And Nelson's going to pitch it to Bournes around the left side. Bournes is going to maybe get back to the line of scrimmage a little more, and the flag comes in late.
I think Bournes was kind of hoping they wouldn't pitch the ball to him because as he got the football, he was looking right into the face mask of Dalton Helmick over there. 230 pounds of defensive tackle coming after him. Had a flag thrown in the play, still waiting for the man in the white hat to give us an indication what that's all about. Apparently he's having a conversation with the Nebraska City sideline. Now we'll wait for a signal here. Face mask on Nebraska City.
Nebraska City. Just like in the Nebraska game last week on the defense when they get called for something you don't ever hear a lot of.
So, face mask call against the Pioneers. That'll back them up.
Now, they're talking to Coach Fritz down here on the sideline trying to decide if he wants to take the penalty or not. This is a long discussion. Coach Fritz.
Well, they did have him for a loss on the play.
I think he's going to decline the
face mask penalty.
Nope, he didn't take it.
All this is happening with 6 minutes and 34 seconds left to play in the football game here in Fall City. Penalty yardage is going to put the ball back to the 24-yard line on the left hash mark. I think you're looking at third down and about 17 yards to go now.
Well, it says second down.
Second down, yeah. 17.
All right, shotgun formation is Nelson. He rolls out to his right. He unloads the ball to Bournes. Bournes is going to move it up to about the 35-yard line and be tackled there.
There to make the tackle on Bournes for the Tigers was Isaac Frederick. Isaac Frederick, just a freshman.
Just a freshman.
50 pounds. Coming up there and making a nice tackle. Just think, that young man was playing junior high football a year ago.
Yeah. The Tigers, they're not afraid to start their freshmen because they've got about three or four of them that are out there.
Well, sometimes, though, an 18-year-old man that's a senior and a 14-year-old boy that's a freshman, there's 4 years of development.
There's a big difference.
Huge difference in the physique normally.
All right, so third down and four for the Pioneers. Nelson in the shotgun formation, three receivers to his right. He rolls to his left. And he gets the ball away, but it's going to fall incomplete.
I hope the chain gang's all right over there.
Well, they might have something bent now.
Well, I'm not so worried about the pipe as I am the guy holding it. Looks like they're okay over there.
Incomplete pass, fourth down and five now for the Pioneers. The clock stopped with 5:31 left here in this fourth quarter. It's 15-28.
I've worked my share of sidelines with the camera. Let me tell you, you want to have your head on a swivel.
Yeah.
I've been on the sideline of Memorial Stadium a few times, and man, when they come flying across there, that's not where you want to be in the way.
All right, dropping back to punt is Kalen Fritch. Snap is away. Punt is away. Nice right-footed punt there. The ball's going to bounce around the 40 and go down. But the Pioneers are going to down it around the 38-yard line.
So, the Fall City Tigers have 5 minutes, 20 seconds left with which to work here trailing Nebraska City 50-28 here at Jud Brown Stadium in Falls City. And boy, it's just been a case of big plays. I'm looking at our scoring recap here.
Yep.
The big plays is what's been the difference in tonight's ball game.
All right, so the ball is going to be spotted at the 38-yard line, it looks like, of Falls City. They have the ball first and 10. Ball spotted on the far hash mark. 5:20 left in the game, 50-28, Nebraska City. Tigers break the huddle. Strauss is your quarterback, still in the shotgun formation. Empty backfield. You got two receivers to your right, two receivers to your left. Snap is away. Strauss dropping back. He's got time. He's got time. Now he's going to decide to tuck it and run. And he goes to the right. He's going to be ushered out of bounds at around the 40-yard line.
Looks like over there to run him out of bounds for Nebraska City was Gavin Bailey. Bailey's a big boy. 245 pounds. Drove him out of bounds.
Caden Strecker bringing the play in from the sideline for the Tigers. He will be a receiver on the left side along with Isaac Frederick. Empty backfield, Strauss in a shotgun, two receivers to your right. Snap is away. Strauss has got to get rid of it in a hurry. He's got a white shirt in his face, and his ball's going to fall incomplete.
Now the pass was intended on the far side for Reese Farmer. Braden Thompson was there on the defensive coverage.
All right, third down and 11 now for the Tigers. Clock stop with 5:08. Three receivers to your right, two receivers to your left. Empty backfield. Strauss shotgun, snap is away. Nebraska City sends another blitzer, and Strauss gets away from him, but he's going to throw the ball, and it's going to be short and incomplete.
Had a receiver sitting down there at the 45-yard line, just could not quite get the ball to him. It came up short of the mark. So it'll be a fourth down punting situation here for the Tigers.
You've got an injured Tiger on the far sideline. So we're going to have to, with 5:02 left in the fourth quarter, the Nebraska City leads 50-28. We'll send it back to Aaron Wisdom in the studio. You're listening to High School Football on AM 1230, FM 107.1.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Ben. Welcome back to Jud Brown Stadium. Our injured player is helped up off the field by head coach Fritz, and he is walking off on his own power. But it brings up fourth down and 11 for the Tigers. The ball spotted on the 37-yard line of Falls City.
Since he's leaving on his own, we can tell you that's Tate Wilcox shaking up over there, and looks like Tate's okay.
Yep.
Coming to the near sideline under his own steam. 5:02 to go in the ballgame. 50-28, our score. A bright new scoreboard. Just because we got a nice new scoreboard didn't mean Nebraska City had to use it that much.
Yes, correct. All right, Strauss dropping back to punt. He's going to be set up and around his own 25-yard line and set to return for Nebraska City is Norian Ocock. All right, a tough name to look at and spell. The punt is away. And he is going to field it right at the 32-yard line, and he's going to move it upfield. He's going to get to about the 42 and hit hard and dropped.
And delivering that hard hit over there for the Tigers was Dalton Helmick.
Kind
of paid the price when Helmick lowered the boom on him on that side.
Yeah. Dalton's a big boy when he gets his body a moving downfield, too.
Helmick, 230-pound senior.
All right, first and 10, Nebraska City, 4:51 left in the game, 50-28 lead, ball spotted right at the 42-yard line of Nebraska City. Breaking the huddle now of the Pioneers. Nelson's going to come up under center. Looks like we got Grubbs and Poston in the eye, two receivers. swing left, pitch the post in to the right, and he's going to be strung out, and he's going to hold up and cut back in the middle, and he's going to get maybe back to the line of scrimmage.
Good solid tackle by John Craig that time. Craig made the stop.
Love saying this part. Big John.
Big John.
You want to sing it?
Sorry.
All right.
Long time ago, I had to promise the station manager that's something I'd never do.
All right. Second down to 10 now for the Pioneers. Clock running with 4:20 left in the game. All right. Nelson gets the play from the sideline. And again, they're taking their time.
Well, yeah, they have no reason to rush up there the line. They're going to, if you watch, he's looking at that back judge.
Back judge first hand. Hand is up. There you go.
Let me run down.
Nelson comes up under center. Kingery. I formation is Grubbs and Poston. And the give is to Poston on the left side, and he's going to get some running room up the middle, and enough for a first down.
And that's really all Nebraska City's interested in doing now, just picking up first downs and keep that clock running, keep the ball on the ground. That's what they're wanting to do. Tackle that time was made by Isaac Frederick once again with a little help from his friends.
All right, bringing the play in is Chris Bloom. All right, MJ Nelson, the quarterback, barking it out the play to his team. They break the huddle. Kingery is your center. Stukenholz and Dia are your guards. I formation is Grubbs and Poston. Again, Nelson standing straight up, waiting for the back judge to start waving the arm, and there's the snap. Nelson's going to keep it around to the left side and not pitch it. He goes down the left side for down in the 30. He's going to be brought down around the 28-yard line.
Frederick over there again, getting the tackle for the Tigers. That freshman is involved in an awful lot of defense here for the Fall City Tigers.
All right, first and 10 for the Pioneers. The ball spotted at the 28-yard line of Fall City. Nebraska City breaks the huddle. Again, Nelson standing upright, waiting for the back judge to start counting. Looks like you got Grubbs and Poston in the eye.
Under 3 minutes now, 2:50, clock running.
All right, now the referee starts motioning, and Nelson takes the ball and snaps and gives it to Poston. Poston's got some running room around the right side. He cuts it back up to the middle, and he's going to be brought down around the 5-yard line.
Yeah, Poston's going to be inside the 5-yard line before he's brought down, getting the tackle there for the Tigers was Ethan Fields.
All right, so the first and goal for Nebraska City. The clock running with 2:30 left in the game. Nebraska City has a 50-28 lead. First and goal from the 5.
Yeah, right on the 5-yard line now is where they put it.
All right, Nelson brings the team out of the huddle. Grubbs and Poston in the backfield in the eye. Two receivers, one right, one left. Waiting for the back judge to start counting. There is his count. 5 seconds left in the play call. Gives to Poston on the right side, and Poston looks like, yep, he's in for the touchdown. 5-yard touchdown run by your eye back, Baylor Poston, 165-pound junior. The clock is stopped with a minute 58 here for the PAT, the Pioneers lead 56-28. All right, and again, we got Austin Sterling, your holder. Eddie Gonzalez is your kicker. And Kingery is your long snapper. The snap is away, the ball is down, the kick is up, and it goes through the uprights, and it is good. With 1:58 left in the game, 57-28, Nebraska City has the lead. You're listening to high school football on KTNC, MSCSports.net.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And it's time for another Farm Bureau Financial Services scoring recap. That drive, 5 plays, 58 yards for the Pioneers. Baylor Poston topped it off with a 5-yard touchdown carry. Eddie Gonzalez kicked the conversion. 57-28 our score, a minute 58 left to play in the ballgame. This scoring drive recap, as always, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City.
All right. Eddie Gonzalez has the ball spotted at the 40-yard line. And trying to figure out who we got back deep again. They've been switching these guys in and out. This is not Gilkerson. This is not Wilcox. All right, can't get a number back.
Something eight.
All right, and we're going to punt it deep this time. Kick it deep this time. So Cameron Schramm gets the ball at the 10-yard line. All right, and he gets up to about the 20. So Cameron Schramm on a 10-yard kick return.
Well, good aggressive defense there on the coverage for Nebraska City by Wilcox. Got down and got the hit on him. So the Tigers, with only a minute 52 left with which to work, find themselves trailing 57-28 in a game that, well, throughout most of this contest, very competitive.
Yes.
Tigers made a good showing for themselves. We wouldn't admit it to ourselves before the game, but we were looking at each other and kind of thinking, well, this might not be much fun.
Well, the first three quarters were pretty fun. All right. Ball City has the ball. Strauss takes a carry. No, Strauss handed off.
I think they were short a player on the field.
Listen to your coaches next door, weren't you?
10 defenders out there.
That was Robert Gilkerson on a carry. So another freshman getting in, getting some carries.
Had a coach next door having a stroke here. He didn't have a quarterback on the right side. They only had 10 ball players.
First and 10, Tigers on the 30-yard line. All right, Strauss in the backfield. Two receivers to the right, and the give is to Gilkerson. He's going to get to the middle, get some more yards. He's pushing forward. Gets up to about 40.
Kalen French, a sophomore. Kalen French, 165-pound sophomore. We'll wrap him up.
All right, second down and 9 now for the Tigers.
Be sure to stay tuned for our post-game show brought to you by Armbruster Motor Company, your GM dealer in Fall City. We'll give you a complete rundown and a scoring recap of tonight's ballgame, courtesy of Armbruster Motors.
1 minute left in this game. Strauss is still our quarterback. Three receivers to the right. Gilkerson lone back in the backfield, and the give is to Gilkerson on the left side, and he's going to get maybe 2 yards on that carry, but enough for the first down.
Well, it's out across the 40, but we're inside of a minute to play here, Troy. 48 seconds to go.
All right, Tigers. The ball spotted around the 42-yard line of Fall City. Bringing the play in is Tate Wilcox. He'll be a receiver out on the right side with your triplets, Farmer. All right, Strauss, shotgun formation. Gilkerson slot back to his left. And his direct snap to Gilkerson. Gilkerson takes the ball and is going to move it up to about the 45-yard line.
Not a lot of running room over there before he got wrapped up, making the hit on him for Nebraska City. Was Leland Esser.
10 seconds left in this game, and the Tigers are just going to let the clock run down. So, at the end of the game, Nebraska City comes out with a victory, 57-28. We'll send it back to Aaron Wisdom in the studio. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC AM 1230.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
El Camino Electric in Fall City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years' experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Fall City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Fall City, your electrical problem solver.
City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in Jackson, yes we do. Your country poppin' superstore. We got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family. Yes, it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
He's over 30. He's over 20. He's over 10. It's a touchdown!
There's nothing like football. The lights, the cheers of the crowd, and getting a chance to see our local athletes and kids give it all they've got. Come to a game. Support our local schools. Frontier Bank. Good with money. We're an equal housing lender. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank. Falls City and Stella.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Jeb Brown Stadium here in Falls City. Your final post-game stats brought by Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City. Since 1951, more than you expected for less than you imagined. Your Buick, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Randy Gatula.
Well, we had a dandy ball game going here. The 4:32 mark to play in the first half, we were all tied at 14 apiece. But with just 16 seconds to go in the first half, a big 70-yard pass play from M.J. Nelson to Braden Thompson, the kick by Gonzalez, and we went into the half with the Tigers trailing 21-14, but it was still a ball game.
Yes.
Nebraska City came out on their first possession, went down the field four plays and covered 70 yards with 10:18 to play in the third quarter. Another big play, a 43-yard run by M.J. Nelson, Gonzalez kick, and Nebraska City was up by two scores, 28-14. But the Tigers were not about to go away. With 6:28 to go in the third quarter, a 4-yard run by Thomas Fields capped an 8-play, 62-yard drive. Conversion failed, but the Tigers were back within 8, 28-20. Just a minute or two later, with 5:10 to go in the third quarter after a recovered kickoff at the 25-yard line, Tigers were able to capitalize. Jackson Strauss on a 1-yard carry on a quarterback keeper capped a 4-play, 25-yard drive. Fields carried in for the 2-point conversion, and the Tigers had battled back to tie the game at 28-all with 5:10 to go in the third quarter. However, from there, it was all Nebraska City. Baylor Posen, a 4-yard touchdown run, a punt return by M.J. Nelson of 88 yards, an 89-yard pass from M.J. Nelson to Braden Thompson, and a 5-yard run by Baylor Posen made the final score 57-28. Nebraska City comes away with the win. With the win, the Pioneers improved their record to 5-3 on the year, and the Falls City Tigers fall to 1-7. Well, Troy, good job tonight, by the way.
Hey, thank you. Good job to you, too.
Fun ball game. Tigers made a good showing of themselves. Yeah. We were looking at those records, 1-6, 4-3 coming into here, hoping for a competitive ball game. You know what? The Tigers gave us one.
Yeah.
They were in this thing throughout. Here at the end, it kind of got away. But big plays are the story. Long punt return, the long pass plays, the big long runs, that was all the difference here. And the Tigers just came up short. Next week, Falls City will host the Auburn Bulldogs next Friday night right back here at Jeb Brown Stadium. We'll have that game for you live here on KTNC. I think that'll about wrap it up for us. For Troy Nelson and our producer-engineer, Aaron Wisdom, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you tonight with the final score at Jeb Brown Stadium. It was the Nebraska City Pioneers 57 and the Falls City Tigers 28. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to High School Football on KTNC.